Hi. The Cowan Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's ninth inning at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. The Reds trail Pittsburgh 4-3. Eugenio Suarez with a two-run pinch-hit homer that has brought the Reds within one run. Cleveland Guardians wrap up their series tonight in LA with the Dodgers. Gavin Williams on the mound for the Guardians. Yoshinobu Yamamoto will be the Dodgers' starting pitcher. Columbus Clippers continue their home series with Indianapolis tonight at Huntington Park. The NFL has said they will no longer stage doubleheaders on Monday nights, but they will continue looking at possible outside-the-norm scheduling, including the possibility of a game on Thanksgiving Eve. While the NCAA Final Four comes up Saturday, college basketball's crown tournament begins tonight in Las Vegas with a pair of quarterfinal games, Oklahoma facing Colorado, then it's Minnesota against Baylor. This update brought to you by Green & Sons. Find your next Kubota tractor at Green & Sons, located in Mount Sterling and north of Marysville, and online at greenandsons.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
T-Bone, you're about to listen to is incredibly stupid. Listener discretion is advised.
When I was 19, my girlfriend let me do things to her on my birthday.
Oh, no, that's a good
memory. I'm just saying, like, that's the best memory that I have. I was also at my grandfather's funeral on my birthday.
At the same time?
No, what's... Hey, let's go behind the casket! It's my birthday! He would have approved.
Does anybody have any words they'd like to...
I mean, it was just... an open casket, so it was kind of creepy staring at me.
Let Grandpa watch.
No, don't.
Featuring Panama Ted.
I'm a dork and stupid.
Timmy Hall.
I love a good, thin meat.
And a crap ton of random sounds from the internet.
His lower body is ridiculously thick.
You little stupid.
Not on my watch.
My butt's sore.
Holler.
I like that laugh.
Welcome to Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. How you doing, Bone?
Doing good, Mike.
All right. I gotta tell you, Wild Card Wednesday is upon us. That means nothing's off limits. Get in touch with us. Tweet Bone. At Degenerate T-Bone.
Yeah.
Don't tweet me. I'm not going to read
I don't want to read his tweets.
I hate you. I mean,
the listeners?
Not you.
No,
yes, I hate the listeners. My God.
Not the listeners.
And text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. He's going to have a stroke just because he always does.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up at 5:30.
How's the nurse doing that watches Rims? Leanna, is that her name?
That's right. How you doing, Leanna?
I'm Leanna Ray with Ben Traffic.
Yeah, she's great.
I haven't heard from her in a while.
I know, I haven't either.
She sort of fell off the face of the earth. She could be dead.
What are we doing? Putting music up, Ted?
Doing well.
Ted, how you doing over there, bud?
I'm doing good, Bone.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh,
I think I'm doing good, Mike.
Oh,
you got to say doing good, Mike.
We don't say any crap.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
Big program today. Get in touch with us, Wild Card Wednesday. I got looked at like I was a pervert today by a young lady.
Is this normal?
No. Here's the thing. So I was at the Chipotle.
Yeah.
And I'm leaving, and this teenage girl, it's spring break. I assume she's just there having a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
She's walking towards me. I hold the door open for her. I notice that she has a Chicago Bears t-shirt on.
Yeah.
And I am a Bears fan.
Of course.
Now, I'm not wearing a Bears shirt, which probably was the issue here.
Yeah.
Where I just looked at her and said, hey, like your shirt. And she looked at me like, why are you looking at me? You're a pervert.
I don't blame her.
I know. And then I heard it back in my head.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I didn't mean it like that. I promise. Let me buy your bowl. Let me sit with you. Now that's even worse.
The fact that you were reaching in your bag and fiddling around for the fork, where you're just like,
I like your shirt.
You're just like, oh, God, that's not really a good visual. Like
hey, Iceman, right?
That's bad.
They're going to move to Indiana.
What are you doing?
The thing is, she probably just got it because it's like blue and orange. She may have just liked the colors, or she liked the image on the front or the font.
But it would have been better if I said, hey, Chicago Bears, I'm a fan too. Instead, I just said, I like your shirt.
Yeah. You should have said, I'm going, actually. Do you want to go? I've got tickets to a game coming up this season.
Yes, would you like to join me?
Schedule's not even out yet, but I know I'm going to get tickets, so you should just... In fact, why don't you come live in my house? You know what I mean? That's just normal conversation.
Jackets lose last night. Got That's it. The end of that.
The end of the playoffs? They're not getting in?
Nope.
Yeah.
That's it. And I said this the other day, and I'll say it again. You dig yourself a hole like this, and then you come out every single night, you play like your hair is on fire, like your life depends on it, which they've been doing now for 2 months. Eventually, you're going to hit a wall where you just can't do it anymore.
Right.
And that's where they are right now.
No, it's I said this a couple nights ago. I was actually talking to a buddy of mine, idiot, named Dylan. I don't know if you've ever met Dylan. Sometime I'll introduce you. He's a...
The guy who does the Blue Jackets play-by-play?
Yeah,
or a pregame show?
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Okay.
No, not Dylan Tyre.
Oh,
another Dylan. This is a Dylan. He actually does work for the Jackets, though. It's weird. Anyway, he and I were talking, and I said this following statement, and I'm curious what you think of it. If this team collapses and does not make the playoffs, again, I want to preface this for the internet and everywhere else where this goes eventually. If they don't make the playoffs. Now, if they make the playoffs, this is off the table. If they don't make the playoffs, though, I think you need to change the on-ice leadership of this team. I think a real hockey franchise would say, you know what? The guy who's been the captain of this team,
Boone
Jenner.
Why is that a hot take?
I don't know, but apparently...
It's not a hot take.
Sometimes around here, it feels like if you dare to mention that the guy who's been the captain here for all this losing, maybe... Again, I like Boone Jenner. I like what he's done for the organization, all that. If they don't make the playoffs, he should probably... not be the captain going forward.
I was saying
it's a very simple thing to me.
I would have enjoyed seeing him get moved at the deadline.
Sure. Right.
You know? And look, he's done a great job here.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm not saying there's not a role for him somewhere. Is it the captain of this team? I don't know. You know, I said he takes too many bad penalties at the end of games. He looks a step slower.
Yeah.
Then everybody else on the ice. You know, we look at Matthew Olivier and say, oh, he's there lots for his toughness.
Yeah. Like,
Matthew Olivier, if you're just watching from a skill-to-skill competition, not that much different.
No.
From Boone Jenner.
No. By the way, there is some news about Matthew Olivier. Maybe we knew this already. Maybe
what,
you knew this already.
Is he out? Is he dead?
Today, this is from Porty, 1 hour ago, Aaron Portsline says, no Mason Marchment or Isaac Lindstrom at practice today. Bonus says they'll both be game time decisions tomorrow. However, also, Bonus made it clear Damon Severson, upper body, and Matthew Olivier, hand, are out at least through the end of the regular season.
Well, I know that Severson was week to week, but now...
Now Olivier. I mean, again, there's 2 weeks left in the regular season, so it doesn't mean
I understand.
Permanent, but it's just, you know...
Well, it is permanent unless you can win.
Right.
10 yeah. TV's Nicole Sheeran asked me this today. We did some TV. And she said, what do the Blue Jackets have to do in their last 7 games to make the playoffs? And I said, they have to win 5.
Yeah, it feels about right.
You know, you're competing. You're not in the Western Conference. So let's stop bitching and moaning. If we were in the West, we'd be in. But you're not. So you're not. You got a lot of teams that are just as good as you, if not better, competing with you. And you just blew your last real big homestand of the season. You came away with nothing, with 1 point.
I'll tell you. I am old enough to remember, I know you are too, when Jackets fans used to complain about the fact that, oh, if only we weren't stuck in the West with all this travel and all these, oh, we got back-to-backs out in California. And yeah, I mean, there's pluses and minuses to it. I know the Metro's tough. I know the East is tough, all of that. That's why you build a tough team. Isn't that what the whole goal is here, is to build a team that can compete? Because I don't know if you know how the playoffs work. You're not going to get to play the dregs of the NHL, you're going to be playing the best teams in the league.
You're going to be playing probably against someone who's like a one or a two seed if you get in the playoffs at this point. So
this is one of those rare teams, though, and situations where if you look at anytime a team misses the playoffs, let's say this team misses the playoffs. Okay, I know they still have a shot to get in. I know that. Let's say they miss. You go back and you look at a couple games. You're like, oh, man, if we could just have that one back or that one back and we got a couple more points here and there, we'd be in. Yeah. But if this Blue Jacket team, all the games they gave away in the third period, if you stack all of those points up from the beginning of the season, they win the Metro. Right. It's not like, right. Oh, we're in the playoffs.
No,
it's
no, no.
We have won this division.
It would be by far the most points a Jacket team has ever amassed.
Like, absolutely. That, I think,
what did they have against Tampa? When they beat Tampa that year, didn't they have over 100? Was it like...
They were still the eighth seed,
yeah,
though.
I know. Yeah, then that can't be it. There was a year where I feel like they got over 100, or they got like to 108 or some crazy number like that. Maybe I'm misremembering that. But either way, the point is, they'd be up in that echelon. We wouldn't be talking about, what if they did this? No, they'd be fully in, and we'd probably be talking about if they can get the one seed. So
we got baseball today. Teddy, your Reds are playing. What are they doing? Still losing to Skeensies?
Yeah, it's 6-3 now in the ninth inning.
Well, Skeensie's gone, though, right?
Yeah. He's long
pleasuring
gone.
Livy. Yes.
Yeah. Good for all of them.
Oh, my God.
Good for them.
And by the way, yesterday, and I bitch and moan about this all season long, I don't care, because I told Jason Stark, I said, baseball should embrace the fact that it's every day and that it's all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not like the NFL. Yes, you're right. It's not.
Of course not.
And it's never going to be. Every single day of the baseball season, there should be a game at 1, 4, 7, and 10.
You know who would do that if this was their league? Roger Goodell in the front office of the NHL and the NFL.
Yes, they would.
This is the league that takes the schedule release into like a month-long endeavor where it's like, oh, here's a little teasy-poo. Australia, yay! And then it's like, okay, great. Can you just release the schedules? Like, no, we don't have all our videos done yet. We don't have all our stupid cartoons made. So, like, just put the schedule out. No. That has to happen later because we got the draft now. Like, they've turned the NFL, which is a five-month season, into a year-long endeavor with OTAs and training camp and combine and everything else. That, what do you think they would do if they had the control of Major League Baseball's
yes,
schedule?
They would spread it out.
1, 4, 7, 10, like you're saying,
as
and then
many
all, as many times
as
they could.
As possible.
Yeah.
And yesterday, there was no day games on the schedule.
Stupid.
None. And today, there's 13.
So
I'm
dumb.
Serious. There's 13 day
That's
games
like when they
today.
Put the Guardians out in Seattle to start the freaking season.
That should be against the law.
Yeah, put an Eastern time zone team. If they're on the road, they start in the Eastern time zone.
Or
if there's a Western
you have
time
a day
zone
game,
or yes, or they start the game at 4 their time.
Yeah,
something
that insane. Should be against the law.
Insane.
Fans have to stay up till 10 o'clock to watch their opening day. Should be a celebration for everyone.
Is your microphone doing this? Just listen to that.
Well, stop. It's just noisy. Stop doing
so
that.
Noisy.
My God.
I actually kind of like it.
Well,
yeah.
Let me keep handling it. It's Wild Card Wednesday. If you needed more proof, by the way, that Tom Brady is a total and complete lunatic, I have it for you. That's next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid eastbound US 33's off-ramp to eastbound 270. That's currently closed due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking it. And we've got an accident causing delay on westbound 70, downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Want to make the most of your tax refund? File with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They help you get your biggest refund, and then Credit Karma helps you do more with it with a personalized plan designed to help you hit your money goals. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Scattered showers and storms on and off throughout the day today, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the 60s. And then for tonight, we'll have those chances linger with lows down into the 50s. For Thursday, chances of showers and thunderstorms are back in the forecast with the best chances later in the day, otherwise partly sunny and breezy and warm with highs in the low 80s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and T-Bone. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Not doctors, not lawyers, and definitely not sports hosts. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Yeah. Wild Card Wednesday. Get in touch with us at Degenerate T-Bone on X. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. What do you got, Boner?
Three in the P archive says, my elephant dongs.
Excuse me.
When are you dropping your next Man and Bone uncensored podcast? Hashtag Wild Card Wednesday. Hashtag nice cans.
We haven't done one of those in a while.
No, we need to.
We should do a little Man and Bone uncensored.
I remember the last one we did.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of people around here that you and I both hate. We hope they're fired soon.
No. Sure. Sure. Of course. What's the number for the burner phone? I always forget it.
I just said it.
What is
614-787-3093. You don't have to call it.
No, that's sheet. I don't look at sheets.
Oh man.
I visit sheets. I don't look at them.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm. Go ahead.
By the way, did you see that?
I have more, but go ahead.
When's Bucky's coming?
Oh, that's next week. I think. There's a Bucky's opening in Huber Heights, which is out by Dayton, right off of 70, heading out towards Indiana from here.
Are you going to the grand opening?
I'd like to, but I don't know, because it's going to be a madhouse out there. But I think it opens next week, and it'll be the first Bucky's in Ohio. They're trying to open another one. Did you hear about that?
No.
Going up towards Cleveland. I think they want to put it up around like the Ashland area.
Now, let me ask you a question, though. Are they going to bastardize all of these like they did with the sheets?
No, because
once upon a time, you would tell me of the tale of sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, there's this place, and it's huge, and it's wonderful, and you have all the room, and you can take a nap.
Yeah.
And now there's like sheets that they just squeeze into a quarter acre parcel of land.
I don't think so, because I've seen the Bucky's site. It's massive. Like it's been built for a while. They've spent the last few months like putting all the stuff in. But we were out in Dayton for a cheer competition with Ava a few months ago, and we drove right past it. And I'm like, there it is. Yes. Like, they had all the concrete done. They had all the, you know, the gas pumps were out there. They weren't online yet to start serving people their delicious brisket at Bucky's.
Did you whip it out?
No. That's...
But they have like a caramel beaver.
I'm saving that for the grand opening.
What did Sheeran say that she got there? Was it a caramel beaver?
Oh, beaver nuggets.
Beaver nugget. Yeah, that's right. Like she likes to stick her face in the beaver
nugget.
They got
beaver nuggets. Well, Bucky is a beaver. That's his.
Bucky,
there's a statue. Yeah, they have a statue of him out there. People pose with the beaver. You go in there, and everything is beaver related. Lots of beaver merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of beavers, Tom Brady. He's not just the greatest of all time. He's a mogul. You know,
that'd be a goat, not a beaver. But go ahead, and a mogul. He's a goat. He's a beaver.
He's everything.
There's a lot of beaver with the goat.
He's got those teeth, man. He looks like a beaver.
Gets in there.
He was on CNBC, okay? And if you want more proof that Tom Brady's the weirdest person on the planet, now, whether I agree or disagree with Tom Brady, I did almost respect him back in the day when he had principles, when he would talk about the TB12 diet and I'm not eating this, I'm not eating that. And who am I to argue with the success of the greatest of all time? Yeah. Right. He's keeping his body in shape. He was in better shape than a lot of guys half his age. He was doing what he had to do. However, I did not understand when a man who has more money than he ever needs does Pizza Hut commercials and Subway commercials. And we know he doesn't touch these things.
Right.
Have some standards for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I know I'm going to give bad examples here, but like, is Troy Aikman doing a lot of commercials? Or has, I mean, am I wrong? Do we see Troy Aikman doing a lot of stuff?
He's got a beer company.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. But I don't see him like front and center on a lot of things. You know what I mean? Maybe he was back in the day and I've just forgotten about it. But I'm just saying there's no way that Troy Aikman over the course of his career made anywhere near what Tom Brady made, even at the tail end of his football career, let alone what he's making in broadcasting.
Tom Brady needs nothing from anybody. But he was on CNBC this morning and he was asked, like, what is your guilty pleasure? Because he's got this rep of being super healthy all the time.
Sure.
What is your thing? What's your guilty pleasure? Do you know what this man said with a straight face? Tic Tacs.
Oh, my God.
Tic Tacs are his guilty pleasure. Oh. Tiny little breath mints. Oh, honey. I really...
Hang on.
Look, when I go home...
Hang on.
And I say to Kristen, I had a really bad day. I gave in to temptation. I hit that Krispy Kreme window hard, baby. Hard. I'm talking the entire box went down with me before I even got home. He goes home and tells whoever he's with now.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's... Listen, Bucky's. You know what I mean?
Whatever.
He's hitting all the Bucky's, right. Is what I'm telling you. There's a different one every week.
Had a lot of weakness today.
Sure. Ah, what happened? You have a double cheeseburger?
I had three Tic Tacs instead of my normal two. What am I going to do?
That's, okay. First of all, are you telling me that on the TB12 plan, or whatever he does to make himself look as handsome as he does, are you telling me that if he, on a non-cheat day, is like, ooh, I could go for a breath mint. Yeah, not those Tic Tacs, though. Too many calories. Are you telling me, like, he can't? Because I thought, being a career fatty, I thought if I took those orange Tic Tacs, which are kind of candy-like, if you
they are
squint
candy.
At them. All right. But still, they don't have a ton of calories to them. I thought if I down the whole bin of them, that's going to prevent me from eating actual bad, unhealthy stuff. You're telling me now that, like, a Tic Tac is fatty and caloric?
Cheat food.
Cheat
day, have a Tic Tac.
How can this man get paid $300 million plus dollars to broadcast? Isn't part of the job being relatable to the average NFL fan?
I don't know, T-Bone. Oh. Don't you like my voice, too?
I have to hear from people how he's improved so much.
Oh, that's the new thing now.
He's improved.
Although, you know what? Here's what I've decided. They all come around to me eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading something the other day. Man, I gotta tell you, this Dan Orlovsky is a little obnoxious.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you think he is?
You mean the guy who ate Reese's peanut butter cups by putting a quarter of it in his mouth, swirling the peanut butter somehow out of the chocolate, because he doesn't like milk chocolate, and then spit it out into the table? You remember that?
My God.
Oh, my God. When we heard that, we lost our minds. That Dan Orlovsky chews up peanut... This is real, folks. We didn't make this up. He chews up Reese's peanut butter cups a quarter of a bite at a time, but he doesn't like milk chocolate, so he gets the peanut butter out and spits out the rest. That guy is not relatable? I'm shocked. That's amazing.
All right, it's Wild Card Wednesday. What do we got, Boner?
You got any gum? This one says, from Paul Keel's handkerchief. Let him live. My host, Adulterers.
Timing up that disc.
Has Bone heard from Duchess Kumquat recently? I don't know.
I don't know.
What was that?
Uh-oh.
What was that?
Uh-oh, is she under the desk?
You don't ask any questions, all right? I don't ask about your business. Don't ask about mine.
I'm sorry.
I don't put that out there, do I? Come on.
I have heard today that we may have a special guest.
You have?
And maybe she'll bring her friend, Duchess Kumquat. Although, are they really friends or are they rivals?
They're
rivals,
friendly, they're friendly rivals.
Right.
Listen, who among us hasn't had a friend who also has been a little bit of a, you know, if it came down to the two of you, you'd pick yourself over the other person. You know, some people you have like your ride or die, right? And then there's some people where you're like, well, if it was him or me, I'd choose me.
Who's your best friend in the world, Teddy? Your best friend in the whole world?
My wife.
Who's, oh, wow. That's great.
That's a great answer.
Thanks.
All right.
Make us all look like D-bags. Appreciate
who's
that.
Who's not your wife? We can all say it's our wives, and we'd be right.
Mm-hmm.
But just like your entire life, like you got one person. You are stranded. You're in a ditch. It's late at night.
Yeah.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling you.
Wow. Well, then you better be waiting there till the morning.
And then I'm calling Bone after that.
Well.
And then so, I'm calling Timmy.
Teddy, my answer is Jesus Christ. So I call him, and I let him take the wheel and get me out of the ditch.
You heathen.
You won up
on this
me.
Holiest of weeks. How dare you?
You may have better luck calling Jesus than me, Teddy, because he'll help you out before what? I do.
Hold the wheel, Jesus.
I don't have my phone next to me in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to answer it.
Well, or if you do have it next to you, it's not taking calls.
That's right.
It's busy doing other things.
No, that's not on the phone. What am I, an animal? No, Carlos Baerga. None of that. Come on now.
All right, By the way, I got to add a burner phone. One last thing.
All right, come on.
So I jumped in and turned you guys on a little late. Are you guys actually live? Or is it a record? Why would we not be live?
We're What's live? Wrong with-
Hi, it's 3:28 on, what's today? Oh, so I don't know what date it is. It's Wednesday. It's Wild Card Wednesday. That's what date it is.
It's April 1st.
Oh, it is?
Today.
I hadn't noticed.
April 1st.
Okay.
I want to talk about your football head coach, Todd Monken.
Oh.
Head coach of the Browns.
So good.
Had a haircut
yeah,
the other
looks
day.
Sharp.
He looks great. Teddy had a haircut yesterday. I missed it.
You missed yeah, you it.
Did. I missed it.
You I did. Win.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
It's almost messed up.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt from US 33 to Alum Creek Drive due to an earlier vehicle fire. And there's a couple minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to US 33. This report is sponsored by Coda. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride Coda by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world. This is Man and Bone.
Did you hear that they're changing the spicy chicken sandwich over at Wendy's?
Yes, I did.
I can't even think. I'm so upset about it.
Well, I was wondering, I thought maybe I missed something. Did they change it away from what it originally was? Because I haven't noticed any difference personally when I've had
it. No, they're changing it now.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying this isn't a reversion to a previous, like, hey, back in the 90s when you fell in love with it, this is the recipe we're going back to.
No.
Okay.
None of that.
So what are we changing exactly?
Here's what they're changing. Different bun.
Oh, okay.
They're doing a potato bun because we have to be like Shake Shack. Right,
we just can't. Everybody on the potato bun.
Everybody's got to be like someone else. They're putting pickles on it because we got to be like Chick-fil-A.
We got to have pickles on a chicken sandwich.
Can't
have a pickles non-pickled chicken sandwich. Even though I will order that without pickles,
I'm not averse to pickle like you.
I hate them.
I know you do, but I have no problem with the pickle. It doesn't belong on the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich.
Right, you've developed a taste that's pretty legendary. I mean, I don't know. We can divert into this if you want to. It is, after all, Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah.
But if I said, hey, you're going to Wendy's, what are the top three things you think about when you hear the term Wendy's? Frosty is up there.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say probably like spicy
chili.
Nuggets. Chili might be in
Baked
the mix.
Potatoes, stuff they don't do other places.
Baconator, JBC.
Yeah.
But on the, I think on the top three, or maybe on the Mount Rushmore, no lower than four, is the Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich.
I agree.
So that's one of, to me, your core menu items. And you're like, yeah, let's just throw that out and do it different now. Why? Like, let everybody else adjust to you. I don't.
And the reason why is because, like, well, people aren't coming and ordering. They're closing a bunch of locations.
Oh, well, okay.
That's because you're not doing what you do to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I go and I have a spicy chicken, which, by the way, I convinced Dave Thomas to make a full-time menu item.
You did. You wrote him a letter.
During my correspondence with him.
You guys were pen pals.
I was a pen pal with him, and then I tried to get laid in high school by showing people the Dave Thomas letter that he wrote me.
The Wendy's guy?
Yeah.
Did that go over well
for
you?
No, it didn't. It didn't.
No, I can't imagine
that.
But
it was a delicious sandwich. But now I go get it, and it's a crapshoot. Am I going to get a good one? Or am I going to get some flat piece of nothing that looks like a schnitzel?
Right. I mean, that's a different issue. Where if you're saying...
Right. It doesn't do with pickles or no pickles.
Just do a quality control on that and say, sorry, we don't accept the ones that didn't look like a Wendy's chicken sandwich. Sorry, we're not using those.
My breasts to be succulent.
Well, I mean, they have... you know, did you... I don't know if people know this. This is going back to my time in the auto industry. But you know why, like, a BMW or an Audi or a Lexus, you know why those cost more than, like, a Ford or Chevy or Toyota, typically, is because they have a, like, a much smaller tolerance for defects when it comes to building an engine, let's say. If they get a part that is outside of a very small range, they throw it out. Even if maybe, like, Chevy or Ford or Toyota would say, yeah, we can still, that's within tolerance, it's okay. There's a little more variation in those engines, but when you get the precision engineering that they all talk about, that's because they will throw out a lot of parts that otherwise might get used by cheaper auto manufacturers. So that's what Wendy's needs to go back to.
Yes, they should hire a plumpy breast inspector. He or she is standing at the drive-thru window inspecting the chicken breasts, saying, no, is this look thick, luscious, and juicy? Throw it away.
Yeah, I feel like they should hire someone who their whole job is just to sit there and be like, well, why can't we use these chicken breasts? Like, oh, I'm sorry, I might fly at McDonald's. I might fly over at Shake Shack. It doesn't fly here. This is Wendy's. This is spicy chicken breast.
Well, you know what you do?
It has to be a certain size.
Look, they make the chili over at Wendy's with, like, broken hamburgers and leftover scraps of hamburger.
They do.
Right? I'm not breaking any news. It's what they do. And I'm not saying it's not bad. They should utilize that.
Absolutely.
Maybe introduce, like, a green chili chicken. Or chicken chili.
Of course you could.
With some scraps of the non-tender, juicy breasts.
Why not just say, hey, you've got your, I don't know, we've got our baked potatoes we do. Would you like that to be chopped up with, like, would you like to be topped with some chopped up chicken and maybe some buffalo sauce?
Oh.
I'd eat that. Go ahead. Well, then here you go. These are the scrap chicken.
And because
it's still good.
It's being eaten in a different application. There's more room for error there.
Yes, because you're not expecting a spicy chicken fillet. See, I have Wendy's. Call me. I've got ideas. I'll help you out. I'm usually not busy other than 3 to 6. That's the time you can't call me. I'm busy then.
That's right. Todd Monken, he is your coach of the Browns.
Yes.
He did not make it to the team photo for all the head coaches because he scheduled a haircut so he would look nice for the team photo, but then scheduled it at the time of the team photo.
I loved how everybody defended that, where they're like, oh, well, they changed the time on him. He didn't know. And it's like, yeah, maybe don't set up your haircut for the team photo to be like 10 minutes before maybe do it.
Every other head coach knew.
Right. You know what they probably did? Got their haircut before they arrived just because they thought, oh, yeah, we're going to be around all these people. I better get my haircut.
Well, he says they're going to have a quarterback competition. Now, this is fresh off of Jimmy Haslam just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that Deshaun Watson has an excellent chance to win the starting job. Todd Monken said, I think there's always competition, irrespective of the number of reps a player gets. I got to tell you, I don't know if that's the proper usage for the word irrespective or not.
Well, I know irregardless is not a word. So maybe, irrespective probably is an actual word, but it doesn't sound right. I agree with you.
The number of reps a player gets doesn't eliminate competition. It's just in a given day. Let's say, for instance, you want to see a quarterback with the first group, the second group, the third group. Well, are you going to divide those reps up evenly? Are you going to divide those reps up evenly everywhere? I don't see it that way. That doesn't mean there's not competition. I just see it as in a given day, and it'll be daily in terms of who gets what reps and when, because we certainly want to allocate our reps to the players who feel like we're going to give us the best chance to win. Reps.
Reps, baby.
Reps.
Let me ask you this question. What is the value of seeing a guy that you think is a very good quarterback? What is the value of seeing that guy with the third string wide receivers?
There is no value.
Right. Because if your argument is, well, I want to see what happens when he has to play with wide receivers who are inferior to the rest of the competition, good news. The Browns' first team has those. So if you need to see that Todd Monken, you can put him out whoever you want with the first team. Is this team going to be stupid enough to actually let Deshaun Watson go out there and be the starting quarterback this year? Because it's starting to feel that way.
I told you my plan. My plan should have been you sit Deshaun Watson down and you say, looky here.
Yeah.
We are going to pay you every penny that you're owed because we signed you to a contract and we're going to honor our contract.
Yep.
Even though you have to because it's the law. I got
it. But we're going to do it.
We're going to honor our contract. But I just want to let you know, you will never, outside of practice, put on a uniform. You will never be active.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You will never see the field again, not even in a backup capacity.
Yep.
And you hope that that stokes some sort of competitive fire in him, where Deshaun Watson calls up his agent and says, you got to get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, you
I
mean, would think.
I'll void years of the contract. I can't not ever play football again. I'm in his mind, I'm too great.
Right.
I have too much to offer.
I would think that that would be a sound strategy. Now, maybe the Browns are afraid of somebody, you know, saying, oh, that's a little bit of loser talk. That's not good.
But why is it loser talk?
I don't know.
Why is it a loser talk to admit your mistake?
Because what if he's really good, Mike? What if he's actually...
He's not!
I know he's not! And you know he's not, but somehow, because they gave him so much money, they have to talk themselves into it. Let's pretend he is good, though, just for hypothetical.
Okay, let's pretend.
Let's pretend this year he goes out in OTAs, and it's like, man, the zip on his arm is back. Oh, my gosh. And then he's, like, looking one way and throwing it the other way. He's doing Pat Mahomes stuff. Like, you're like, oh, my God, is this the Deshaun Watson from 2019? What happened? What are the odds that he lasts, even if he's good, for 17 games? Next to nothing. Because he's been hurt practically every year he's been in a Browns uniform.
Yeah.
So even if he was good, you cannot plan on him being healthy this year if you want to win. Or, and I don't think Shedeur Sanders is necessarily the answer, but he doesn't have the injury history. He may have some development that could occur with him. And if he doesn't work out, fine, you're still in the same spot you would be anyway, which is probably looking for a quarterback next year. But why waste time with Deshaun Watson when you have a young quarterback who might flourish under different coaching? At least give that every opportunity to work before you close the door on it.
First of all, how dare you say that Shedeur Sanders is not going to work out? Mel Kiper is going to come over here and punch you in the neck.
I love how he even had to go into like, well, if he was in this year's draft, oh, baby, he'd be right up there. It's like, good, Mel. Okay, is okay. He? He's not, though. So just that's all he's got now? Is that what Mel's doing these days?
That's what he's doing. He's stumping for Shedeur Sanders.
Stumping for Shedeur.
That's all.
All right.
Hey, a very unlucky guy has announced his retirement. That's coming up next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving slow if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from US 23 to 71, and you're going to hit a slowdown on southbound 315 between King Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Of spring, Tita Green begins Masters Week, hosted by Skip Mossick, Lifetime Achievement Award winner by the Southern Ohio PGA. It adds a touch of class to the radio station.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get laid.
Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Kids, my dad, things at work, but I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4. No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Well, not out loud. I mean, in private, all the time. It's Wild Card Wednesday.
This one comes from a phone number. Says, I just ate a huge handful of Tic Tacs because Tom Brady pees sitting down.
Yes, Tom Brady said on CNBC today, when asked what his guilty pleasure was, he said, without joking, Tic Tacs.
Yeah. And you know what? Good for him.
No, not good for him.
No. He deserve. You know how people say that? Like, have the day you deserve. Good. Tom Brady, have the dessert you deserve. If this is what you want to live your life as, eating avocado ice cream and sucking down Tic Tacs, great. I'm not getting in your way. More croissant sandwiches for me, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why I said croissant sandwich, but it's not even dessert. You know what I'm saying? There's more good food for me. He also said, what a douche. Hashtag go Bills. So thank you, unnamed number. This one comes from another phone number. Says, I used to date the Euro who played Wendy in the commercials.
The Euro?
Like G-Y-R-O. Like
he dated a piece of greasy lamb?
I think he meant to type girl.
Oh, okay.
I used to date the girl who played Wendy in the commercials.
Oh.
Said, because we were talking about the spicy
Wendy
chicken sandwich.
Wendy is a child.
No.
There was Wendy like a that team, we just had.
No, this, I'm presuming this, he's, I'm going to tell the rest of the
all
story.
Right, go ahead.
Dave Thomas was alive when this happened. So I don't know. Anyway, he said, I used to date the girl who played Wendy in the commercials. Dave Thomas took me aside at an event. We were like seniors in high school. So there you go. Seniors
okay.
in high school.
All right.
And said, son, treat her well. She's way out of your league. And if you hurt her, well, I've got some connections. She and I broke up shortly after. LOL. I don't know. Does that, I mean, Dave Thomas was connected to the mafia?
Well, he was connected to Colonel Sanders.
Was he?
Well, yeah, that's how Dave got his start.
Oh, I thought he got
Kentucky
his...
Fried Chicken.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I think he had, because remember I don't want to say he didn't rip it off, but he worked with the QP Burger people up in Lima.
Right.
And then he was like, we should take this everywhere. And they were like, sorry, we're QP. We just want to be in Lima. And he was like, Lima sucks. And then he took some of their same stuff and was like, can I take this elsewhere? And they said, yeah, just don't show your face in Lima. And he was like, well,
okay,
eventually I will, but for now, sure. But yeah, if you go have a QB burger in Lima, the notes are very similar.
Yes, it is very similar.
Good. I mean, I like both. It's no problem there. This one says, hello, Bone and Man. It's Adam, your favorite courier from New Lexington.
Let him live.
My wild card Wednesday is how blessed I am to walk into a CVS bathroom in Gallipolis. Is it Gallipolis? Is that right?
Gallipolis?
Way down there south. I know
Gallipolis,
that.
Yeah.
It's on
Gallipolis.
The river. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sure. He said, I was blessed to walk into a CVS bathroom in Gallipolis after a 280 lady absolutely blew it up, all caps. I went in to wipe off my face and do a number one because I delivered the Easter flowers. Dear God, all in caps.
I'm not hip with the kids. What is delivering the Easter flowers? Is
Oh, you don't want to know. That's a
is that a euphemism
that's
for something?
A very dirty thing. I don't think we could even say on the air what that is. That is.
Do you know what it is?
I have no clue. I
think Teddy, do you know what delivers the Easter flowers?
He's a Steph Currier. He's probably just out there delivering flowers. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Flowers for,
yeah, for Easter, right? It's Easter. Isn't that this weekend?
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't know if, you know.
No, it's there's if nothing.
It was a little.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Hey, Andrew Dice Clay says, I was walking up the hill, delivered some Easter flowers. Oh, I don't know what it means.
A very unlucky guy. Well, I don't know if he's an unlucky guy. He's got an unlucky name. Has announced his retirement today. It is longtime radio voice of the Baltimore Ravens, Jerry Sandusky.
Oh, no.
Yes, not the one that raped kids.
Jerry with a G.
Yes, Jerry with a G.
That poor man had introduced himself like that ever since then. Right? Hasn't he had to be like, I'm Jerry with a G Sandusky? Like, actually, just Jer. Just call me Jerry. Forget my last name.
You wouldn't think there'd be a ton of Jerry Sanduskys, but the other one just happens to be a rapist.
Are you the Jerry Sandusky from football?
Yes. I mean, I work in football. Oh, you're that guy.
No. Part of the country you work in. The Eastern Seaboard. Oh,
yeah.
Out there by State College. No. Different place entirely.
Take the boys in the shower.
Nope. That's not me.
I mean, I take my boys in the shower. I clean them.
What do you mean?
I'm by myself.
Oh, with the yes. Yeah, I got it. With the yeah, cash and prizes.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm delivering the Easter flowers.
Sure.
Who? But Jerry Sandusky.
Oh,
has announced his retirement today. There's a lot of sick John Smiths out there.
Are there? I mean, there's a lot of John. Well, yeah, but I just is there a famous one you can think of? It's like, oh, you mean the serial killer John Smith that went across 8 states and slit people's throats? Like, no, I don't know of that guy.
I'm just saying, somewhere there's a John Smith right now doing something very unsavory.
You're right. There was a guy who I believe coached Michigan State in one of the most abysmal offenses I've ever seen. That was criminal. That Jonathan Smith sucked.
Then he went to Oregon State?
No. Backwards. He was at Oregon State.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He went there. They fired him. Now they've hired Pat Fitzgerald. Who will be awesome, I'm told by everyone who forgets how much Pat Fitzgerald sucks. Because that guy is a loser. And he will lose at Michigan State.
No, he's been...
No, he sucks.
He's been cleared.
No, he's been cleared. I'm not talking about the wrongdoing. I'm saying he doesn't have the cover of like, oh, we're at the bookish school where everybody has to read and have a 37 GPA or ACT or whatever to get in. Now you're at dumbass Michigan State. You got to hire good players. Because at Northwestern, it was like, well, yeah, but he's writing his thesis on molecular biology. Not anymore. Now you just got to get players.
That's right. You got Ishbia money now.
Yeah. So no excuses.
They're going to go out and find you the good players.
Go eight. Although again, at Michigan State, if you go 8-5 now, what is that? Like, that's probably to them like, oh my God, build a statue for the last few years compared to what they've been.
What they've been, but yeah. I mean, you're going to have to continue to build on that though.
Yeah.
I forgot how much you hate Pat Fitzgerald.
I hate him. You know what? I should probably, we should do a segment called Hot Take Tuesday. I think that would be a good segment.
No, that's lame.
It is. Well, you know what? That I agree. Dumb idea. Never mind. Forget I said it.
Morning radio lame.
I should have saved that for that hypothetical segment, should that segment ever come to fruition, which it will not.
What's up with that? What's up with that? By the way, speaking of what's up with that, I saw that Lindsey Buckingham was attacked by a woman.
Oh.
Yeah. Just saw the headline of that.
Like for sexual pleasure? Like she was like jumping him? Like
God, she wanted Adam Silver. They need to put warnings on when they're going to show an image of him.
What's wrong with Adam Silver?
Come on, man. Look at him.
He's just,
look at him.
He's
he has sucked all the souls of all the children around the world and uses them as nutrients. He's out of his mind.
He does. I will say this. If I like turned a corner and he was there, I would be hey, Adam. But I would be looking at his navel. Because he's like 6'5" or something.
He wouldn't be looking at his navel. He'd stare down at you.
Yeah.
But he would instantly repent all your sins. I'm sorry.
Sorry. What movie am I in? This is weird.
Major League Baseball players are preparing for war. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. And you're looking at a 5-minute holdup if you're on eastbound 33 going from 270 to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Paul, 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. After surrendering 3 runs in the top of the first inning, Cincinnati Reds dropped an 8-3 decision at home to the Pittsburgh Pirates today. Cleveland Guardians will wrap up their series in L.A. with the Dodgers tonight. Gavin Williams to pitch for the Guardians. Yoshinobu Yamamoto will be the Dodgers starting pitcher. Columbus Clippers continue their home opening homestand with the Indianapolis Indians tonight at Huntington Park. The NFL today saying they will no longer have doubleheaders on Monday nights during the regular season. However, they'll look at possible outside the norm scheduling, like possibly a game on Thanksgiving Eve. College basketball's crown tournament starts tonight in Las Vegas with a pair of quarterfinal games. Oklahoma against Colorado. Minnesota plays Baylor. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, and live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey. You know what? There's podcasts out there. There's podcasts for everybody.
Yeah?
Specifically, there's podcasts for this time slot.
How are you going to do this,
what
buddy?
I want you to do, I'm going to be creative right now.
Go ahead.
What I want you to do is go to wherever you get your podcasts, and I want you to put in Common Man. All right? And then you'll see our little graphic come up, and then I want you to hit subscribe.
Yeah.
Click. I want you to click subscribe.
Yeah.
Then all the shows come to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It is a Wild Card Wednesday. Get in touch with us on X at Degenerate T-Bone or text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
I believe this is a text from a Chip Dip. Who said, because I'm seeing there's a previous text from him that says, Mrs. Chip Dip, something, whatever. Anyway. I believe Chip Dip says, my guys.
You need a Hummer?
Did you shave man's pepperoni nipples today?
Ooh.
Yes.
I got to tell you, too, I'm becoming a wolf.
Are you?
Yes, because.
You are going extinct in Yellowstone.
I started.
No?
They're going I thought they were back.
Well, it's every 20 years. They go,
it's like attacking Iran.
Got to get rid of them. The wolves are very close to developing a nuke.
I
if we don't stop them, gas prices will never return. Anyway, the point is, they've got the Strait of Hormuz. The wolves are there. No, but every like 20 years or so, the rancher's like, the wolves are eating all our cattle. Man, we got to shoot them in the face. And then they're like, yeah, go ahead and shoot the wolves in the face. And then the wolves.
They get rid of them.
They get rid of them.
The ecosystem's dying.
Then the deer come back. The deer overgraze. They eat all the plants. And then when
they
got to
do something
about
the deer, so they bring the wolves back.
Yes. And it's like every 20 years, they're like, too many deer. Get the wolves. Then the wolves come back. They bring the deer population down. And then it's like, shoot them in the face. And then they get rid of the. It's dumb.
I started taking the oral minoxidil.
I'd like that you said oral. My favorite.
Hello, I've accidentally painted a gentleman's sausage on a storm drain.
Now, is that the Hershiser or the Roberts? Which one are you taking? Did they beat the Buckeyes as a 15 seed?
It's B. It's actually for good dental hygiene. Oral B.
That's right.
I started taking the oral minoxidil instead of just the topical. You take a pill.
Oh, they have that?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess they would.
And it's supposed to be better. However, it makes hair grow other places
as well. Does it really?
Yeah. So
Ooh.
I'm getting some
gooch hair that's just, ooh, baby.
Gucci Mane?
Let me look at your sausage. No, stop it.
Yes, whenever you want.
You pay off on this tease,
shall we? Go right ahead.
Major League Baseball players are preparing for war. They have increased their war chest to $415 million ahead of a possible lockout. Now, the CBA expires on December 1st, and we got owners out there that are going to die on the salary cap hill. They are going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
This time.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, we are going to see a prolonged work stoppage here. And the players are preparing for it. They're saving up money in this war chest. You know, the Richie Riches, they're putting money in there so they can pay some of the guys that aren't exactly on the million-dollar plus contracts. But I think this is going to be the biggest work stoppage in Major League Baseball since 94. And I think it could be a total and complete disaster.
Dude. Well, the fact that you have small ball owners, like, that almost sounded like I said small and then boners, but I did not. I said small ball owners, just in case anyone thought they heard that. You were wrong. I said small ball owners. You know, the Guardians, who should not be small
ball
club owners.
They're not, though.
But they act like it because they're dumb and the Dolans suck. And not just the ones who own the Guardians, but also Dolan, who owns the Knicks. He sucks too. But anyway, different reasons. Point is that all those teams are sitting there saying we cannot function without a salary cap. Not this would help us with our business. They're literally saying we don't have a business if we don't have a salary cap. So you're right. They're dug in on that. Bryce Harper, meanwhile, remember when Rob Manfred went in the locker room with him?
Yeah, he like cussed him out.
Cussed him out. And do you remember the report that came out after that?
No.
I think we talked about it, where one of the guys who was apparently with Rob Manfred, because he travels with henchmen, he doesn't just travel by himself. He's got a cadre of handlers that go around with Manfred, right? Some of them are
Chelsea's
yes,
there.
Chelsea Handler. She's there failing at late night television. I actually like her. She's great.
She's doing 50 Cent.
Is she?
Weren't they?
Yeah, actually, now that you say that.
Yeah, I think they're together.
Curtis
anymore.
Jackson?
Yeah.
50 Cent, I think.
She met him in the club.
That's his song. Yes. No, I don't remember. Anyway, point is, what were we saying?
Oh, henchmen.
So there was a report that came out that allegedly one of the henchmen told Bryce Harper, hey, you be careful talking to Rob Manfred like that. That's how people end up in ditches. Oh, man. And then apparently that escalated things a bit. So I'm just saying, like, it's tense around the ball clubs when it comes to the amount of money these guys get paid.
It's always been tense when it comes to major league ownership and the players, okay? And they've had this delicate dance since 94 where they recognized how absolutely awful that was for the game and how tough of a road it was to get back to relevance.
Yeah.
And I can see them losing an entire season here. I really can. And that's not to say that there doesn't need to be some sort of economic overhaul in Major League Baseball. I'm not saying that, okay? But I think it starts not with the salary cap, but with the salary floor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have owners out there that cry poor and say, this is just a family business and I inherited it from daddy and he passed it down to me and I can't afford to pay it, then you know what? You should be forced to sell your entity.
Yes,
because there's no shortage of billionaires, foreign investors that will line up to buy all of these teams and commit whatever resources it takes to field a winner.
Well, you brought this up for years. You are not an independent business in Major League Baseball. I don't know how it's legally defined, but you're a franchise of a brand, and that brand has a standard, Major League Baseball, right? Your team is a franchise, just like how McDonald's has franchises. And if your franchise was gifted to you by mommy and daddy who ran this McDonald's for 30 years, and now you can't afford to make hamburgers and you're selling chopped up hot dogs and mac and cheese, that's not McDonald's.
Yes, you're locally owned and operated, but in order to maintain your affiliation with a brand like McDonald's, there's a certain standard of business you need to maintain.
Yeah.
If you decide, I don't like Big Macs, I'm not going to sell them.
But right. I own this store. It's like, well, that's right. Fine. They're going to come take the store away from you because you're not acting in the best interest of the whole. And if you have franchise owners out there that are not acting in the best interest of the whole, stop smiling like that.
Please
when I say the word
again.
Whole.
Say it one more
stop
time.
Stop it.
Best interest of the whole.
I'm trying to make a point
I'm going to see them tomorrow. I'm going to Ace of Cups. Best interest of the whole will be playing, and I can't wait.
It's Wild Card Wednesday.
From Jeff Rimmer's middle half, my guys.
That's completely wrong.
Better WWF corner animal, Damien for Jake the Snake Roberts, or was Frankie with Coco Beware?
Yeah, the bird.
Frankie was the bird.
The
yes.
Parrot.
Hashtag GTH.
Oh, it's Damien all day, every day.
He's a snake.
Snake, do you remember the time where Jake the Snake had a cobra?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Damien, because Damien wasn't a cobra, but he had a cobra, and the cobra just latched onto Macho Man's arm.
Oh, yeah, and he, like, raised his arm up, and it's just, it's in there.
Blood's coming out.
And
Macho Man said, even though this snake had been devenomized or devenomed, whatever official term is, Macho Man said that night he got, like, 103 fever and thought he was going to die.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, again, not a biologist, not a snake handler.
Thank you.
However, I would think that if you de-venom the snake, I don't know how recently they did it, but like maybe just some of that still, the molecules of venom are hanging out in his body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. What did they gargle with Listerine every morning? The snakes? No. Like, I'm just saying, if he hadn't swallowed an egg that was three times his body size, maybe it didn't all get washed down and maybe the little venom was still on there.
Yeah, I don't remember Coco Beware's bird ever attacking people. That'd be pretty good, though, if you just started pecking at your head.
Well, I believe, though, Matilda, the bulldog, did attack somebody one time.
Who?
That's right.
The British Bulldogs?
Who
I forgot
Matilda
about
bite?
I can't remember.
Bit somebody.
Yeah, or at least it tried to go after somebody.
Downtown Dad says, Bone, you know you are a snake handler. More like a snail handler, if we're being real.
What about a Chelsea handler?
Sure. She's
second,
great.
Second reference on the show.
50 Cent.
Didn't have that.
Yeah.
C.B. Bucknor, one of my favorite umpires, missed another blatant call yesterday, this time at first base. See, people are all up in arms. Like, hey, hurry this guy. He's bad. Yes, he's bad.
Yeah.
He's been bad for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually am becoming a big fan, to be honest with you, because he's gotten so bad that it's performance art at this point. He wasn't even trying to call
the
right
one
way.
Yesterday. Guy ran through first base, took a big straight line run down the foul line, but never turned left to go to second. So he just went down there and then walked back to the bag. They tagged him, and then he goes out, not because he turned, but because C.B. Bucknor said he missed the bag. And then they showed the replay. His foot landed as square as it could on a bag I've ever seen in my life. And C.B. Bucknor was looking at home plate, not first base. Like, he was at first base. He's the first base umpire. He's looking at home plate.
He's awful.
And he goes, yeah, he missed the bag, and then out. And they had to review it. It was the quickest overturn I've seen.
I love these former umpires I've seen, too. They're just using this to embarrass themselves.
Yeah.
Yes, but they're doing a good job of embarrassing themselves without the technology.
Oh, my gosh. The amount of electricity that goes through my body when I see a pitch and they're like, yeah! And then I see the batter just be like, tap, tap. And I'm like, oh, get ready. And then either way,
you like this, don't you?
It's either an arrogant player that's getting like his comeuppance, where it's like, no, you were wrong.
It's the umpire.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down. Or it's the umpire getting screwed. Either way, I like it.
I just saw an old woman back there who I think is going to make an appearance in the next segment.
Oh.
I make no promises,
okay.
But Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown due to some traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and Hudson Street. And avoid eastbound 33's off-ramp to eastbound 270 on the west outer belt. We've got a disabled vehicle there blocking it. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out.
Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berm.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
I'll look for some lingering showers and a couple of thunderstorms early tonight across central Ohio, and then turning drier into Thursday morning. Overnight lows in the low 50s on Thursday. Warmer back to about 80 degrees for the high temperature. The record is 84. Look for some sunshine on Thursday and about a 20% chance of an afternoon rain shower or a thunderstorm. Warm on Friday, nearing 80 with a higher chance at about 60% of seeing an afternoon rain shower or a storm. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and T-Bone. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Oh, it's Wild Card Wednesday.
Oh, my.
Get in touch with us.
Oh, my.
At Degenerate T-Bone on X. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Do you feel that presence?
I do feel something.
It's a little cold draft in
I'm
here.
I'm feeling very chilly.
Yeah.
What could ever that be? I don't know.
Queen,
it's
how
so
are you?
Good to see you.
It's great to see you.
It's been forever.
It has.
I've had this nightmare that I'm doing a show with an angry lesbian. So glad you're here.
I've missed you so much.
Oh,
how are things in the afterlife, Queen?
Oh, they're fantastic because Chuck Norris is here.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's sad to hear because we know he just recently passed away, but that means he joined you.
He joins me in the afterlife. He's gotten me into weightlifting.
Oh, good.
Oh, yes. He's monitoring my cleans and my snatch.
I bet he loves monitoring all of what you mentioned there.
I'm great with the snatch. I'll tell you that, T-Bone.
You know how, I don't know how to say this in a weightlifting sense, but like the amount of weight you can move is in this with when you're doing the snatch movement.
Yes, moving the snatch.
What
yes.
I was going to say is like how much do you bench? How much do you snatch? I guess is what I'm trying to ask.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the right way to say that.
Snatch a good amount. I'll tell you that.
Okay, good. I'm glad
you know I do have a crush on someone who's not dead though.
Are you wishing death upon them?
I am, only because I'd like to get my hands on him.
Because you are horned up.
Ew.
Little jizz horn camp, are you?
No, it's a John Hamm.
Oh, yes.
I love a John Hamm. He's a manly man.
He's a handsome guy.
He's a handsome man, and I heard he's hung.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that's kind of well-known on the internet.
You see the outline on his pantalone.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. Hey. Also, I like the name Ham. I wish Ham would come and ham fist me.
Well, that's a very...
Slip me the sausage like the ham does.
That's a very awkward way of...
Yes, ham fisting.
That was a very ham-fisted way of saying that, I would actually say.
Yes.
Have you, by chance, run into old friend of yours... Duchess Kumquat.
No, we don't speak anymore. I've outlawed her. She's not allowed here to hang out with cleans and snatches and chunks.
Hello, Lizzo.
Oh, Duchess Kumquat. I was just singing your praises, actually.
Of course you are, darling.
I'm glad you're here. How's it been?
Oh, you know me and Beaverqueef. Lord Beaverqueef has been doing all kinds of sundry errands, dear.
I'm aware of Beaverqueef. How's he doing?
We went to Micro Center the other day. Although for him, darling, of course, it's Macro Center.
Of course it is, yes.
He needed a dongle. Had to get a dongle from Micro Center, dear.
I remember him well, yes.
Dongle for the porn pad to plug it in. Not for watching, for recording, dear.
Yes.
Of course, record
your
ourselves.
Your voice got a little manly there for a second.
Oh, well, you know, things change with everyone. Some might say, I have a dongle now. He enjoys a dongle.
Prince Philip was going to come over and pay you a visit. Did he make it over there?
No,
the Duke?
No. We've canceled all subscriptions to whatever he wants to do. No, he's not allowed to come over here. I will tell you, though, we did recently go to the distilleries in Kentucky.
Oh, you did?
Yes, it was great. Do you know what you get to do when you take a tour of one of these fine distilleries with their bourbon?
What's that?
You get to remove the bunghole.
Oh, yes, the bunghole. I forgot all about it.
Loves the bunghole.
Yes.
To remove it and then to put it back in and then to remove it again. It was a very rigorous session,
oh,
darling.
Oh, you love jiggling around with the bungholes. I know you do.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
This segment has run its course now.
No, I thought there was so much more meat on the bone.
No, there's no more bone. Okay. Just for today, it's a joke. Okay, bye-bye.
What the hell happened there?
I don't know. Hey, Teddy, anybody listening?
No. You don't have to worry about that.
Can I take my wig off now?
Sure,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hot. Getting hot in here.
Oh, I didn't even get to the other... I mean, not me. I was hoping... Duchess Kumquat would ask the Queen about a player that we used to discuss many years ago.
And I'm back!
Queen, do you remember a defensive lineman that we were very excited about? Played at Briarcliff University.
Woo.
When we would do those names, every year we would talk about the names of players who were like just interesting guys for the upcoming college football. You know American football, right?
Yes.
College football. Yes. College football is the youngest guys.
They
call
it girly football.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Do you remember a defensive lineman talent that we talked about whose name was Gooey Tip?
No, I don't remember Gooey Tip.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, you would have liked him. He was a good player. Oh, yeah.
Very gooey.
Yeah, Gooey Tip was...
You couldn't get past him. He's stuck on him like glue.
Whatever happened to Booby Feaster?
Oh, Booby Feaster's hanging out with Leaky Black in the G League.
Oh, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
I didn't know that. That's good.
Yes, bye-bye!
Okay, see you later, Queen. All right. That was abrupt. Boy, she just comes and goes.
She had to go. She's got to take this wig off.
She's like
I'm
that.
Pass out.
She's like that gas station chain out in the Western Conference. Not Western Conference. Western part of the country.
No, they changed the name of that.
Come and Go?
Yes. They changed the name of it.
You know what, actually.
Disgusting.
Last summer when I went out there, I went to Colorado, and they're all Maverick now. And
I know.
But you know what I did find? You can go on their website. They still sell the merch.
They still sell.
They sell Come and Go merch. So you can get Come and Go right on your chest if you want to.
Or stop it.
You can. They have T-shirts with it plastered right on there.
You.
Just it's bold. It's out there.
Ted, you're the producer of this show. Why do you allow this to occur?
I don't know.
What is going on?
I'm telling you about a product that you can go buy from Maverick. Whatever they're called, gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
The Come and Go stuff, the merch they have. It's great.
Colorado, or how you say that?
Colorado.
Colorado?
Colorado.
He says it like a normal person.
What do you say?
No. Nothing.
I say Colorado.
Oh, okay, good.
Not Colorado?
How do you say high school?
High school!
Okay.
How about rubber band?
Now you shut up. Now we're getting too crazy.
Rubber band. Rubber band?
Rubber band.
Rubber band. That's right. Barely know her. This one comes from a phone number. Oh, no, it doesn't. It comes from Jordan. My Easter flower deliverers.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
It's Wildcard Wednesday, by the way. What job would you prefer to have at Sergey Fedorov's van dealership?
Ooh.
Well, you've got the sales positions.
I think I'd like to detail the van.
Yeah, that's, I guess, well, that could be a thing you'd have to do. There's also sales. I said sales. There's financing. There's mechanic. There's Sergey Fedorov, where you're just him. He's the face of the franchise. Get him.
Is anybody else like this too when they show the, hey, it's 25 anniversary Blue Jacket highlights and Sergey will pop up?
No.
And then I'll think of the van.
Yes, I think of that.
And then I start to think of all the underage girls that he invited into his van.
Because he dated Anna Kournikova. when she was very close to the line. Let's put it that way.
I think she was under the line.
Was she? Maybe in America. Not in Russia, though.
What's the legal age in Russia?
No idea.
7?
Bad. Whatever it is, it's wrong and bad. I don't like it. I think it sounds awful. Probably shouldn't go there.
We're going to anyway.
Russia.
Hey.
Why are we going to Russia?
Italy has missed out on their third straight World Cup.
What is wrong with your guys?
I didn't think that would be possible because isn't the field so expanded?
Yes,
for
it
this
is.
World Cup, I thought for sure they'd be, and they lost to the Bosnians and the
Herzegovinians. Bosnia Herzegovina, I believe, is who they lost to.
Three straight World Cups. No, nothing for the Italians.
No, they are the. This is true. They're the only former nation, like the only nation who's ever won a World Cup to miss three straight World Cups. They didn't win it the last time they were there, but they're the only country, like Brazil has won a World Cup before.
I don't know how they tolerate
They've
it.
They've never missed three in a row. Germany has never missed three in a row. Mexico has won. They've never missed three in a row. But Italy has.
When I went to Como, when I was in Italy, they apparently got some new ownership in Como.
Okay.
That's spending some serious money and winning games and saw a lot of merch.
Yeah.
People very excited about Como.
Como's a... They have a soccer team there, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know the... What are they in? Are they first division?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they play all the big ones up there.
The Como Lakers. Know what they're called?
No.
Nope.
No, I got the skinny on George Clooney, though.
Because he goes to Como?
No, he's no longer there on a regular basis.
Why not?
Because he was right there on Lake Como. Mm. His place became such a destination that they would take tour boats to his house every single day.
Well, that'd be annoying.
You know, and he had no privacy whatsoever. And so now they live in France.
You know, there's a way he could have fixed all of that.
How's that?
Just go out there completely naked and be like, yeah, you like it? And just yell at them.
No, then more boats would come.
Make it awkward. Because like, oh, yeah, there's naked George Clooney again. He just does this now. After a while, they'd be like, we can't bring, like, the... Families? I don't want to see naked George Clooney.
No,
come on.
They do.
No, I don't think they do.
All right. I have a question to ask you. It's something that I don't understand. I hope you understand it. You give me an answer. I'll do that in 2 minutes. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza. Stay for the dive.
You're looking at a slowdown on eastbound 670 going from Neal Avenue to 71. And expect a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
My cord is all...
What happened to your cord?
Tangled up in my wheel.
That's not good. You got a long cord there.
Hey,
you, you need a dongle.
No, I don't. Hey, it's Wild Card Wednesday. Please get in touch with us at Degenerate T-Bone on X. Or text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. We'll do name dropping with Jeff Rimmer in about an hour. I'm told his nurse is about to wake him up from his nap.
That's good.
If someone would wake the Blue Jackets up from their nap, I would appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't want to give up hope yet. But
I have given up hope, so I'm glad you haven't.
What I'm saying is that because that's the thing that we as Jackets fans, rightfully as a defense mechanism, have developed. Right? Is that, it's starting to look bad. We just go to expect it. And then if it doesn't happen, we're pleasantly surprised. But I understand why you're there.
No, Teddy, you were talking about the percentages the other day, right? At what point the Blue Jackets had like a 86% chance of making the playoffs.
Yes.
And I said, you know, Tom Brady and the Patriots, we've never seen a comeback like this. They had a 99.9% chance of losing. It's like, yeah, but nowhere in that metric does it factor in Tom Brady's on the other side of that field.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Nowhere in that 86% metric does it mention the Blue Jackets are the team you're talking about.
That's, well.
It's been 25 years of pain.
Right now, by the way, moneypuck.com has their chances at 48%, okay, I want to say.
So it's gone down by half.
Yeah.
And again, when you look at the remaining schedule, every team on there is good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every team.
I mean, look, I understand if they're going to get in the playoffs, they're going to play good teams. But like tomorrow, you're not getting a break from, well, at least we're not playing like, no, you're playing the best team in the East.
Again,
as you did last night. And you had them, gave up a lead, came back, tied it up, and then what? Melted down in the third period. What are we, back in the fall? The winter? Like, I thought we were past that with this Jackets team, but apparently not.
No. What was that? What I teased for you?
Oh, yeah.
Answer me this.
Okay.
The Eagles are chirping about getting a new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I like how you did the bird thing there. Chirping.
I didn't do that on purpose.
Eagles chirping. They don't chirp, but they squawk.
They have a lease that runs through 2032. When did they open up that place, Teddy? It can't be more than 2023, years old.
I believe.
The Link? Is that what we're talking about? Lincoln Financial Field?
Right, yeah. 2003. So it's 23 years old.
Yeah.
And we've seen many NFL teams do this. The Broncos are doing this. They're building a brand new place. Places that are 20, 25 years old, it's just accepted almost. Browns. Let's tear it down and spend $3 billion
right
on a new place. Some of that's going to come from lost funds money or public money, whatever you want to spin it as.
I love how they say that as like, well, it's $600 million.
Yeah, it's not even there.
No one was going to even use.
We were going to light it on fire.
You couldn't have given it to roads or schools or anything else? Okay,
none of that.
All right, fine.
But, you know, we just accept that at a certain point, we just tear this thing down and we start again. But somehow we only do this for football because we have stadiums like Camden Yards built in 1991. We have Sky Dome that's even older than that. Nobody really talks about tearing down these baseball stadiums after 20, 25 years, even though they service 81 games a year.
Yeah.
Not to mention they're out in the elements all winter long, being neglected really until the spring starts. So you can't talk about, oh, well, they're protected because they play in the summertime. It's like, no, those stadiums don't go underground when it's cold. Right. They still have to deal with all the harsh elements that the football stadiums have to deal with. But yeah. We just accept that baseball stadiums will stick around for a long period of time or we'll renovate them. But football stadiums, nah, we got to tear them all down. They're ancient.
This is two parts to why this is. One is I just think NFL owners know that they have the power to go to local municipalities and say, we'll move if you don't give us the money and the NFL is going to support it. And they go, oh, crap, don't do that. Like what you saw with Kansas City. I know their stadium now. They're, you know, obviously Arrowhead is old. Or I'm sorry, Giha Stadium.
Ooh, yeah.
Right. That's an old stadium. But obviously, I just thought the charm of old stadiums was the thing we liked. But apparently we don't. Whatever. So they need to get a new stadium. But what'd they do? They pitted Missouri against Kansas. And said, oh, Missouri, if you don't give us this stuff, we'll go over to Kansas.
And now Kansas. And they're going to go to Kansas. They're going to build them a dome.
Hey, looky, we got a pro sports team in Kansas. And it's like, it's still going to be in the same metro area, but they play that game when they can. They try to do what they can. But the other thing is now they all want WrestleMania. They all have to have a dome so they can have an indoor WrestleMania, even though WrestleMania does WrestleMania outside in some of these stadiums. They want a dome so they can have more concerts and in big events like the NCAA tournament, I guess. I don't understand why these municipalities and why these teams just look at it as, yeah, it's fine to have football games, but we need a WrestleMania. Why can't we go back to the time where wrestling was thought of as stupid and not worth anyone's time? Because it sucks that now every team is going to play in a dome so they can have Randy Orton make a comeback or whatever and be like, oh, RKO out of nowhere. And it's like, they don't even like this crap. They just know that they can sell tickets to it. It sucks.
Once every 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
They'll pick your place for like, WrestleMania is going to be in Kansas City every single year. Now they have a dome.
Right. Well, I mean, when did they build? How many Super Bowls have they had in New York, New Jersey, as the World Cup is going to call it? You know, the new MetLife Stadium.
I think just one, right?
Right. When did they build that place? I mean, it's been around for a little bit.
Yeah, that's over 20 years old.
Do you think they're ever coming back to MetLife Stadium for a Super Bowl? No, probably not. But they sell it as, oh, if you build this stadium, we'll put a Super Bowl in there.
Once.
How many times do you think Brook Park is going to host a Super Bowl?
Once.
Yeah, which is, grant you, more than any that Cleveland has ever hosted. I get that. But I just don't understand why we are so beholden to, well, once every generation, we might get a cool thing there. So we have to then ruin the football product by playing it all inside.
I'm not saying that having this stuff isn't cool. It would be cool to have a Final Four in your building or a WrestleMania in your building. But is it worth stripping away all of the character? I mean, we're going to get to a point, you can argue that we're almost there now, where you turn on a game on Sunday and they're all going to look the same. Where are they playing? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Some other dome that has the same looking turf and, you know, all this crap. It's just the same. That's why I commend the Buffalo Bills for doing what they're doing.
Same.
They're building a new stadium, but they're building it outside. Now they're going to utilize some technology where most of the stands are covered the same way they do it with European soccer.
That's fine.
Where they won't have the huge, heavy snowfall on the seats. I get it. But when you tune in on a Sunday in December in Buffalo, I assume you're still going to have a spectacle to watch.
There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. I think the
you
weather...
You used to argue with me on that.
I did, and I was wrong. And I've admitted it, and I've said that I was wrong. Because that was... that I used to say, well, I wanted all to be even, and I don't want the weather to play a factor. But then I realized that is like saying, well, I don't want injuries to play a factor for a football game. It's like, that's the game. There are injuries, there's weather, there's all kinds of referees make bad calls. Like, some of that is just going to be in the game no matter what you do. But if you put it inside a dome, you don't have to deal with the weather. I feel like that takes away from the game. By the way, Mike, you were asking about baseball stadiums and just how old they all are.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Progressive Field opened?
It was 94?
You're exactly right. Yeah, 1994. 94. I know they've renovated the place.
Yeah.
Are we ever talking about tearing down Progressive Field in the next 20 years?
No.
And building a new one? No. Great American Ballpark. I always still think of that as like a newer stadium. 2003. Same year as what you're talking about as with Lincoln Financial.
Philadelphia. Yeah.
But is anyone talking about we got to tear down Great American Ballpark and build a new one?
No.
I think that's a stadium that's just getting a little patina and wear on it that
that's
makes
exactly
it feel
right.
Like an actual baseball stadium.
They had a time in the 90s where they did. They built a lot of new baseball stadiums. And you want to know why? Because they were replacing these multi-purpose stadiums.
Yes.
That no one liked and had outgrown their usefulness.
Right. And what did we all say when they started opening the Camden Yards and some of these places? Great American Ballpark is like that too. We said, oh, thank God they made a real ballpark that actually will stand the test of time and be awesome. It feels like the NFL is going the exact way that we used to go with those multi-purpose stadiums.
Correct.
It's like, well, this is a multi-purpose stadium, essentially. What you're building up in Brook Park, it's just that most of the time it's going to be for football.
Yeah, you can do the Browns, you can do concerts, you can do basketball. We can configure it any way you want.
I don't know, though. I know we live in America. We don't look outside of America sometimes, but in Europe, where no one plays in domes for their big sport, which is soccer, which obviously if it's raining, it does change the game, but they still play on natural grass outside. Do you know where they have Taylor Swift when she shows up to Lisbon? She plays in a soccer stadium where it can rain on her. You know where she plays when she goes to London? A soccer stadium where it could rain on her. You know, she plays in a stadium that the NFL plays in when they go to London. That's where she plays. So why can't we do that here? Answer. Because apparently the greedy owners of the NFL have to have a Final Four once in a three-decade span. So now that's why we get no good. Now all the games are going to be in domes.
No, what I'm told is that if the weather is less than ideal, no one will buy tickets to go see Taylor Swift. Plus 72 degrees and climate controlled. Who wants to go there? The answer is everyone.
The answer is they're having congressional investigations into Ticketmaster as to why these tickets are so expensive. And yet everyone's going, yeah, they're expensive. How much? $4,000 to sit in the nosebleeds? Oh, well.
Yes, please.
Mortgage the house.
Guess I'm not sending the kid to college.
Right. So I don't think that's their issue at all.
All right. Wild Card Wednesday fun. And we'll talk about flag football coming up next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a couple minutes slowdown on westbound 270 on that north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. We also have delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70, just a couple minutes. This report is sponsored by Taco Bell. New crispy chicken Crunchwrap sliders at Taco Bell with all white meat nuggets and your choice of creamy chipotle or jalapeno honey mustard inside. One's a snack, more's a meal at participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time while supplies last. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan. Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees?
Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Mike, I got a text to the burner phone. This one, by the way, the burner phone number 614-787-3093.
Yeah. Why do you do it with a question mark?
Because I'm not sure of anything. This, and you'll know why when I read you this text. Hey, it's Cass from the YouTube chat. Hi, Cass. I have a smut book recommendation for y'all.
Oh, let me tell you something. The last time Cass recommended a smut book, I went to read a description of it, and it was so smutty, I couldn't even do it.
Well, get ready.
All right,
buckle
what's this
in.
One called?
It's the feel-good ride of the summer. She said the recommendation for y'all is called Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Morning Glory.
Go ahead and look that up on a work computer. I'm sure that's fine.
I found it here on Goodreads.
Oh, Goodreads, it's, huh?
By the way, this has 73,000 ratings.
73,000 ratings?
And over 14,000 reviews. Apparently, smut is big business. C.M. Nacosta wrote this. And it says on the cover, USA Today best-selling author.
Does C.M. stand for Common Man? Is this you writing under a pen name?
I'll tell you this. I'll read the description of the book.
A Penis name? A Michael Penix name?
Violet is a typical down-on-her-luck millennial, mid-20s, overeducated, and drowning in debt, on the verge of moving into her parents' basement. She must work in radio. When a lifetime appears in the form of a very lifeline appears in the form of a very unconventional job in neighboring Cambrick Creek, she has no choice but to grab it with both hands. Morning Glory Milking Farm offers full-time hours, full benefits, and generous pay with no experience needed, but there's only one catch. The clientele is grade A certified prime beef with the manly, meaty endowments to match.
Okay.
Milking minotaurs isn't something Violet ever considered as a career option.
Minotaurs?
But she's half man, half
like the
cow.
Mythical creature, yeah. like the bull and the man combined.
It's bull on top, I guess that's man on the bottom.
I think that's a backward minotaur, but whatever. I always thought the man was on, whatever, who cares? This is not my book. This is the Morning Glory Milking Farm.
When a stern, deep-voiced client begins to specifically request her for his milking sessions.
Oh, boy.
Maintaining her professionalism and keeping him out of her dreams is easier said than done.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so we're... What are you doing in there? I'm just milking my Minotaur. Sorry. I just found the cover of this thing. That is disturbing. That's a full on, that's a cow headed being with horns.
The author's from Cleveland, C.M. Nicosta.
Oh, that's a boy. I can think of if only his middle name was Umberto. That could be a real fun acronym. Never mind. C.M. Nicosta. Just leave him alone.
It's her. I think it's a her.
Her?
Why do you assume only men can write books?
Have you seen this smut? I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Maybe only women write this crap.
You think so?
Men don't write this. Men don't read smut. Men watch smut.
Oh, we watch. Well, I wouldn't watch this. I'm telling you, that's a little too.
I don't know. You put a little CGI on there.
That's
How you doing?
A little Beauty and the Beast, right?
Yeah, that's no. That's that's no good.
See, that's smut that they're peddling to kids.
No, they're not.
Where do you think girls get into this smut?
No, I don't.
I love him for who he is.
Who he is an animal. He has an animal dong.
That is right. That's very. If you're romantic about Beauty and the Beast, that's I don't know. That's creepy to me. Very odd.
Thank you, Cass.
Yes, thank you. I'm. This work computer will never be the same again, because I've now looked it up, too.
Let's talk about flag football.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell says he expects NFL players to play flag football in the Olympics. I don't like this one bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the reason you think.
Well, I don't know what reason I do think. I just know that I don't like Roger Goodell 9 times out of 10.
Well, okay. That has nothing to do with it.
No, I in general.
That's ginger on ginger crime, too. You shouldn't do that.
Well, I used to be. Now it's all gone.
The curtains match the beams.
Now I look like a tomato with mold. Just growing out of my face. It's not good. Here's the thing I would ask. Did you watch any of the flag football competition that happened a few weeks ago?
Some of the highlights.
Joey Burrow.
And
Tom Brady's like,
Oh my God, I like playing quarterback. It's fun. We should do it again.
What are you doing? My Tom Brady voice?
No, that was Mars Attacks, actually.
Give me some Tic Tacs. On third down, usually you got to look for the blitz off the weak side.
Anyway.
They got their asses kicked.
They did, because they don't do this version of football.
Yes, and that's why I don't want to see it.
You don't want to see it in the Olympics, or you don't want to see the NFL guys?
I don't want to see the NFL guys do it in the Olympics.
Yeah, okay.
I want the guys who do this all day, every day.
Yeah, I want to win.
Right. They've got the best chance of going to get the gold medal, not the guys who are going to have maybe one or two practices under their belt and half know the rules.
I don't understand. I do know why the NFL wants to do this. They are hell-bent on getting the world to have the NFL. Why? Because they have tapped out how much money you can make off the U.S. television market. That's why they're doing all this international stuff. Well, no, they realize. I forget who was talking about it.
18 games is coming, my friend.
I know they're going to do that, but there was a thing from the guy who runs the PGA's media rights stuff now. He used to work for the NFL. He was basically saying
C.M. Nicosta.
Yes, that's right. At the milk farm. Anyway, he was saying that guy. He used to work for the NFL, and he said the TV market in the U.S. is about $30 billion. All in. NBA, NHL, NFL, drag racing, NASCAR, you name it. That's how much money they all have to spend on the product, right? Well, right now, the NFL takes up about $12 million of that.
Yeah.
They want to double their amount of money they get from the U.S. TV market. He was pointing out that if they do that, these networks will not be able to afford almost anything else.
Is he factoring in the deep pockets, though, of the streamers when we talk about TV markets?
No, because the TV market is including now all the streamers. Okay. He's saying that's where the new money comes from that they're looking to get for the NFL, which means you're going to have all these games on. Hey, you like your team? Great. Hope you have Netflix, Peacock, Paramount. It's all going to be all over the place. But his point was there's only so much money. It's not a limitless amount of money for TV money, and that's why the NFL wants to go international. Fine. But now the way they're trying to gin up interest in the NFL internationally, because newsflash, it's not the biggest sport in other countries. They're trying to get it through the Olympics. And the way you do that is by putting NFL players in the Olympics that people will go, oh, yeah, oh, that guy plays for the Jaguars. They'll be in London this year. I shall watch. This is the flimsy plan they have to expand the NFL in Europe, and we're doing it with flag football? Not worth it to me. Stupid.
Wild Card Wednesday, more fun coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit some slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Main Street to I-70. And you're going to hit a 5-minute delay if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Diagnosed with leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, or one of over 100 other types of blood cancer makes people want more time to do the things they love. That means more time to be artists, prom dates, world travelers, and moms. We are Blood Cancer United, the world's leading organization focused solely on blood cancer research, support, and advocacy. We do the most for more people with blood cancer, so people with blood cancer can do more of whatever they want. Blood Cancer United. Join us at bloodcancerunited.org.
I take care of the kids, my dad, things at work, but I haven't made time to take care of what I need.
Millions of caregivers experience symptoms of anxiety and depression. Go to mentalhealthcareworks.org to learn how to get the support you deserve. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Hey, it's T-Bone.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Columbus Clippers continue their home series with Indianapolis tonight at Huntington Park. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds fell at home today 8-3 to Pittsburgh, their second straight loss to the Pirates. Cleveland Guardians wrap up their series in Los Angeles with the Dodgers tonight. Gavin Williams on the mound for the Guardians. Yoshinobu Yamamoto will be LA's starting pitcher. The NCAA today approved penalties for football programs who violate transfer portal rules by adding players outside of the allowed windows. This could include suspensions for head coaches and budgetary fines. Michigan starting point guard Elliott Cadeau did not accompany his team to Indianapolis today for the Final Four due to what's being called an allergic reaction to something he ate. Cadeau is expected to join the team later as the Wolverines prepare to face Arizona. This update brought to you by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free repairs when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you want to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. Get in touch with us. Go X Bone.
X me.
At Degenerate T-Bone on Twitter/X. Or you can text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Are they doing the space thing? Wasn't that supposed to be about 5 o'clock?
What's the space thing? I don't know.
We're going to the moon.
Oh, wait, what? Huh?
Yeah, we got the new crew.
Why?
Why not?
What, no, I mean, what's the... We already went. Do we have people who just believe we didn't go and this is for them? Like, is Aaron Rodgers going to be like, no, this time it's real.
I don't know if they think we're really going this time, but they're going to fly to the moon. Fly me to the moon.
I'm glad you did it.
And they're going to go to the other side of the moon that we've never been on before.
Oh, the dark side.
They're going to get really close, Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
And then they're going to turn around and come home. But they're going to get ready to land on it the next time. And then we're going to have a moon colony.
Good.
Yeah.
Moon base. I like it.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
We need to dump our trash someplace, man. It's going to be the moon.
Again, I think you and I have had this discussion before, but I think it's worth bearing again because maybe someone who's super smart can tell us why. Like, I guess it has to be the amount it costs to shoot a rocket up into space, because why don't we just load up the biggest rocket we have once a month, shoot it to the edge of space, open the cargo doors and be like, bye-bye, and then just let all the trash out, and then let it float around in the, not in orbit, just out. Like, get
you know
it out of here.
How much trash we have in the world? We can't build a rocket big enough to take all that stuff up.
I said once a month. Honey, did you get the trash for the rocket? No, I forgot. Damn it!
Like, well, you
forget to put it out.
We invest in some really high-tech trash compactors.
Oh, yeah.
So we can take, like, you know, the city of Columbus, I'm sure, generates a lot of trash. Maybe we can smush it down to the point where it's like, you know, the size of a Tic Tac that Tom Brady wants to suck on. And then we can shoot that up into space.
Are you milking your Minotaur? Nope, just sucking my Tic Tac. Just, you know, doing that.
I love Tic Tacs. I use them for my cheat day.
Have you seen the thing they have in Japan? Which
Japanese people?
They do have Japanese people in Japan.
I've seen them.
That is true. They also have a thing, I don't know, I think it's in Tokyo somewhere, at some busy place like a Times Square type of place, but I don't know where that is in Tokyo, so let's pretend it's Tokyo Times Square. I don't know what it's called. They have, like, tiles on the ground, as opposed to just plain old cement, or if you're from the South, cement! They have tiles that are kinetic. They're little triangles, and underneath them, they have little buttons that are like miniature generators. When you step on them, they push up and down. They move. And that little movement creates a little electric charge, and they all go to a battery pack, and they use those batteries to power all the stuff around there. Because every time someone steps on the sidewalk, which is made of these tiles...
Well, that's pretty good.
Yes. What, and we're sitting here like, can we launch our trash to the moon? Why don't we build those? Put those on all the sidewalks. I don't know how they do in the
snow.
Still
not going
to
solve the trash problem. But,
no, but it might help with energy. And then maybe we have enough energy that we could fire a rocket to the moon with our trash.
Mm.
Yes. And then when the moon gets too full of trash, then we'll build a launch pad there and we'll shoot it to Mars.
Well, how about this? No, you got the Venus. You got the atmosphere. It's made of pure acid.
Yeah, shoot it
you
at Venus.
You fire the trash into Venus's atmosphere. It all burns up. No problem.
Yeah.
It's all gone. What? Problem solved.
I'm like, again, I don't know how to achieve exit velocity. I'm guessing that's difficult. But once you get past that little hurdle, what about, have we thought of a giant slingshot? Has anybody, you know what I mean? Like, they got them at the fair, the little slingshot rides that shoot you up. What if it just shot the trash out and just.
I like that. Bone.
Boom. Just right out there.
See, this is why we're here.
I know.
Just solving all of Earth's problems.
Do smart people, when they listen to this show, just drive off the road?
I have the answer to that. Smart people don't listen to this show. That's what makes them smart. They're instead reading Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know. We may have some breaking news here.
Like real news?
No, this is show-related, stupid breaking news.
What?
Because I read a tweet earlier, a text to the burner phone. That was about your pepperoni nipples.
Yeah.
And then the reply I got was, it's nice to know my number wasn't blocked from being too annoying. Okay. Next text. Also, this is 3 in the P archive, but I am sleeping with Mrs. Chip Dip.
Oh, Mr.
Oh, I don't know. If is that
Chip Dip is
Chip
3
Dip
in the P
3
archive?
In the P archive?
Either that or...
Yeah, it is.
3 in the P archive is sleeping with your wife, Chip Dip.
Oh.
They're going to volleyball games and doing it.
They love their
riding Morning Glory Milking Farm together.
Delivering the Easter flowers. I don't know what
we
that means.
We still don't know what that means.
No, I know what it means. I just can't
watering
say it.
Watering the tulips.
Yeah, that's it. Watering the tulips. Exactly right.
Oh, that's okay.
Speaking of 3 in the P archive, I have a tweet from them. Cause apparently, they're all over the place.
Okay.
I have this too. My full-term ghost babies. What would man rather have on his tombstone? His Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich accomplishment or his McDonald's breakfast bagel sandwich accomplishment. Hashtag Wildcard Wednesday. Hashtag give fatty a biscuit.
Well, they're ruining the spicy chicken sandwich.
Right now, till you write another letter.
Who am I going to write it to?
Dave Thomas's ghost.
I wish. Get
a seance going.
I wish. Maybe he's haunting.
Bring him back. What are we doing?
Get
him back here.
Ty Cobb on ice. Not Ty Cobb. Who's on ice?
Ted Williams.
Ted Williams on ice.
Just his head, though.
That's all we need.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. When they reanimate these people in the future, they're not going with the whole body. You're going to have a Minotaur type of situation where it's...
Oh, please, God. I'd do that now. If they said, hey, Bone, we can chop your head off and put you on a Minotaur? Done. Yeah, give me the... Well, I can't say what I was going to say.
Yes, you can.
Give me the bull, the full bull. Let me look at your sausage. Nothing but the bull.
Mm-hmm.
Your guy Duff says, my guys.
I've wrestled in North Korea.
This is the wrong day, but I'll let it slide. Tool of the week is the U.S. men's national team. These clowns will be lucky to get out of the group. They're so bad, the crew could probably beat them. GTH. And that's saying something, because
crew bad.
Poo.
Poo! Why? Why so pooey?
Crew?
Yeah.
Crew poo? Because no Don C. Got rid of Don C, and then now no good.
Well, Don C's not doing anything.
Well, no, I know. He got fired from the job he took to leave this place out at Celtic. He went to Scotland.
Is it Celtic or Celtic?
It's Celtic. I heard you were talking to an idiot, and he said it was Celtic, and he's dumb. And I told him he was wrong.
Know that.
I texted him and said that's stupid and wrong. It's Celtic.
What, did he last like 5 weeks?
The idiot you were talking... Oh, no, the non-C. Yes.
No, please. I wish he only lasted 5 weeks. Wake up in a cold sweat.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was 5 weeks. I think it was a total of 7 games.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because
he presumably got paid millions of dollars to go away.
Of course he did. Maybe as a non-compete. I don't know.
But I thought you were down on non-C. I thought you wanted him to go.
No, I was happy for him to get a chance because, yeah, I thought maybe there was a little bit of he's run his course here, but also I feel like... If he wasn't going to get the players, then why bother? Like, let him go play somewhere else. And now, we still don't have the players, but I don't think we have the coach either. So
yes, but now my question is, why can't you get the players?
I am of the opinion that the guy who runs the team is no good at that. The GM, Issa Tall, has not, to me, impressed in the time he has taken over since Tim Bezpachenko left. However, I thought
Bez was coming back now.
Well, I've heard that.
That's the hot rumor.
Yes, but I've heard also that if that happens, that's going to be for like bigger picture stuff because...
John Davidson?
And I don't... You know, they're looking to get another team here that plays soccer.
Women's team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
They want some more money.
I wonder if maybe he would be coming back to run collectively all of that. Not just be the GM of the crew, but to run like the whole kit and caboodle.
Would that be bad?
No. But I'm just saying he wouldn't be the like GM of the team.
Let me ask you another question.
That's my guess. I have no inside knowledge.
Why
I know nothing.
Can't see you're a liar. You know
I
everything.
Don't know what I know nothing.
You're
I've
such
asked,
a liar.
I've asked and I get no answers.
Why can't the new women's team that they want here play in the same place? Why do we need a separate place for them?
I don't think they do. I think they're
playing. Weren't they asking for $60 million for something?
Probably.
It's for the practice facility.
That's not. Yeah, they're going to play. I would bet you dollars to. You know what? A full 12-pack of donuts. In fact, I'll make it 13 from your place, your favorite spot, Krispy Kreme. I will buy you a dozen donuts if they don't play at either historic Crew Stadium
or. For the $17.
That's what the Aviators are playing over there now.
No, but I'm saying that or they would play at lower.com. Or no, Scott's. Field at the crew's new home of history and wellness.
Marysville.
Whatever it's called. Yeah, Marysville, Scott's Farm, the crew stadium. Whatever the Scott's stadium name is.
Speaking of Marysville, you were telling me about a very interesting development going on.
Oh, I got some problems brewing tomorrow. You know what? Avoid Marysville tomorrow. Don't even go. All of you who go all the time, don't go. I'm going to tell you why.
You said that like people are going to Disney World.
Every day. We got new tourists coming in. They're like, it's Marysville, Union County. I've only heard. Honda plant.
Oh,
Scott's Miracle-Gro. Today? Tomorrow. Don't come. Do not come. That's
Stop
what I'm saying.
That word.
Do not come.
You're doing it on purpose.
No, and I'm go. Not. We got the farm up there.
All right.
The milking.
Morning glory.
What's the story, morning glory?
Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a five-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt. If you're going from 161 to Cleveland Avenue, we also have a five-minute holdup on southbound 315 from King Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
All people, I was the luckiest guy in the world. I wanted to be an army man or a fireman, and I got to do both. As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle, for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been answering the call to help people live longer and more independent lives.
MDA means to me hope.
MDA is leading the way for people living with ALS, muscular dystrophy, and other neuromuscular diseases by accelerating research, advancing care, and advocating to empower families like Ken's.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. MDA is helping people live stronger and love longer. Learn more at MDA.org today.
The Jackets are making a push to the playoffs.
Islanders and Adam Fantilli, one more time, puts it in the net.
Listen to every exciting moment, including an extended pregame show for weekend games. Proud to be your home of the Jackets. The Fan.
We plant trees. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, Thursday is looking like a drier day overall across central Ohio. We'll see some sunshine and warmer with highs nearing 80 degrees and about a 20% chance of an afternoon rain shower or a thunderstorm. On Friday, the chance of precip goes up to 60% in the afternoon with some rain or a couple of thunderstorms and highs nearing 80 and about 80 degrees on Saturday. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and T-Bone. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on The Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Hey, Teddy.
Yeah.
This ain't one of them.
No. Definitely not.
Not one of them.
Maybe tomorrow.
I got a text from my mom. Just says...
She's having a stroke now, isn't she?
No. She said, thanks for the book recommendation.
Oh.
So I'm just... I mean, we'll see. Maybe read it first, Mom, before you thank me.
We got a recommendation today for a book called Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Mm.
And it's smut.
Well, my mom just heard it was about, like, old... She's thinking it's like the Amish people. Like, they're just milking on the farm, and there's like a romance involved. She doesn't understand. Yeah.
You know, I think you should do some gag gifts. Like maybe for your mom's next birthday or something, you should get her this book.
Yeah.
I mean, it says USA Today bestselling author on it.
That's true.
And
I mean,
just, you know, get it for her. Oh, Mom, it's fantasy.
Am I to argue with, you know, the USA Today people?
Is it like The Hobbit?
Yes, it is. It is like that very much.
They have some mythical creatures.
Except there's a...
Do they do a... I mean, I know people do a lot of fan fiction, and obviously smut has become big. You know, in Lord of the Rings, there's the... I think there... I don't remember. I'm bad with my Lord of the Rings lore. But isn't there like the tree people?
Who are you asking? Me?
I think, Teddy, you watch Lord of the Rings, right? There's the tree people.
Yeah, the Ents.
The Ents, yes, the Ents.
Beamer loves Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's not here, though.
No, he's not.
He's at the milk farm.
Well, my point is, I wonder if anybody's done any, like, smut around Lord of the Rings characters, and if so, have they made smut about the Ents? Because there would be a lot of
I'm quite sure things. If you can imagine it, my friend,
right.
it's been made. Like, don't you think there's, like, fan fiction with, like, Jabba the Hutt and what he's doing to Princess Leia? And
oh, God. Yeah, you're probably right. That's, yeah. All right, well, anyway, send me the smut about the Ents. I'm curious.
Orcs.
Yeah, why not? Those are the dudes with the messed up teeth.
And the Ewoks come in.
A little bit of an attitude problem.
Yeah. Did you see that Stephen Colbert is writing a new Lord of the Rings movie?
I did see that.
Yeah, when he leaves late night, he's writing that movie. And my question to you is, if you could have a go at writing an installment of any one of the movie franchises that you enjoy.
Oh, I got it for you.
What would it be?
Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. I know you like it. You like the Secret of the Ooze.
I went and saw it in theaters the other week. And
you
it was,
did?
Yeah.
They had it in theaters?
For like the 35th anniversary. They brought it back for a couple weeks and I was like, screw it, I'm going. And it was, you know what? Exactly how I remembered. Cheesy, campy, silly, stupid. The Go Ninja Go where they're rapping with Vanilla Ice. It's great. Kevin Nash plays Super Shredder in that movie. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah. There's a scene where at the very end, Shredder drinks all the ooze that mutates you, and he becomes Super Shredder, where he's like taller and has a bigger muscular armor or whatever.
But the dong.
Well, I didn't get a look at that.
Pokes you right in the eye.
I didn't.
But fan fiction, Super Shredder's got the huge dong.
Well, what I'm saying is when it's Super Shredder time, he's obviously much larger. They had to get someone who is large to play him for that brief time on screen. When you watch the credits, the actor is Kevin Nash.
Hmm?
Yeah. Actual Kevin Nash, the wrestler. That was his job.
I can't believe they released that back in the theaters.
Well, you know what's good about, and I was bringing this up with a buddy of mine. His name is Tyler. No, Ty. I forget his name. Anyway, he's an idiot. I talk to him usually in the mornings. Anyway, I told him, the good thing about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 is they realized what they are. They didn't. The first Ninja Turtles movie, they tried to make it like dark.
It was dark, man.
Yeah, because like Raph is going through it and he's in
like,
trouble.
He's like Tiger, man. He's addicted to pain pills and doesn't know what to do. And
yes. And in the second movie, they're like, you know what? Screw that. It's just goofy. They got away from all of that. They made it all stupid and silly. And that's what the Ninja Turtles should be, stupid and silly.
All right, it's Wild Card Wednesday. We've actually gotten some messages because people know that you live in Marysville. Mm-hmm. And I guess Marysville is getting a Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
tomorrow. The first one, and the grand opening is tomorrow. And people are asking me if you're going to be going over there.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I have children who have never lived through like a grand opening of a thing, and they like Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have made the trek to, we've gone down to Sawmill Road to get our Chick-fil-A for years. But now
it's going to be right in your backyard.
Right. So I have already been asked because everybody's on spring break and I am tomorrow off. I have a day off. So I've been asked.
Thanks for telling me.
Sorry.
Guess I got to find somebody.
Yeah, good luck.
All right.
I just decided I'm doing that. Anyway, so tomorrow, kids know I'm home, and I've already been told we want to go over to the grand opening, want to see what it's like. I went on the Marysville, like, city website, the Facebook page. We only have a Facebook page. We don't have, like, an actual government website. That'd be too much. I go on there, and they have a diagram of where the Chick-fil-A is. They have all the streets around it.
Who did this, Mindy Dreyer?
Yes.
And here they have chicken.
Well, I just want to hear Mindy Dreyer say, my pleasure.
And then they give you the bag and they say, my pleasure.
Thank you.
And you say, I don't believe you. And they say, no, I have to say that, or they kill me and take my family away. The end.
Chick-fil-A's best import is Stockholm Syndrome.
That's right.
Yeah. So then I look on there and they're like, please be advised. It is not recommended to go around this area because it will be super busy. And of course,
but you're going to go.
Yeah.
Because you're an idiot.
I have a kid who said, I want to go see what the grand opening's like. And I'm like, okay, just know we're going to be sitting in line for probably over an hour to get food you've already had.
Camp out. They're going to have tents in the parking lot.
I know. I actually should go over there tonight and see what it looks like. It's probably already going to be there's people there now.
There's people in line right now.
You want to know the dirty little secret about this place?
What?
Was that All American Rejects? Dirty little secret?
I don't know.
I'll keep you my dirty little secret. You don't know that song?
I know it. I don't know. Okay. I don't remember the band.
I drove past that place. It's been being built for the number of months, right? Drove past it a few weeks ago on a Sunday. All the workers building the place were not off.
They were working.
Oh, yeah. Just saying, Chick-fil-A.
You can't get the chicken on Sunday.
No, but you can build the place on Sunday. Chick-fil-A wasn't built in the day.
Jesus was a carpenter.
Fair enough. I don't think he worked on Sundays.
How do you know?
But if he did.
He was non-traditional. That was the whole point of Jesus. He went to the temple and said, I'm doing things my way.
Yeah.
He's like religious Sinatra.
Oh, that's
my way. Get it?
I was going Limp Bizkit. My way or the highway. That's what I was doing. I didn't know that's where you were going.
You know, I have a request from a listener here that I love and appreciate. Her name is Jen Winters.
What did she say? End this now?
No, she didn't say end this now. She said, you know, she feels like she hasn't heard something for a long time that we've played quite a bit.
Okay.
And I thought maybe we would enjoy some city council farting. And diarrhea.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's been a while, right?
Yes.
Yeah, let's take a listen. Maybe.
I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher.
One.
Up the chain of and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any KFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits would be would be an empty gesture. And also these diseases don't know any boundaries. So a state by state approach would just mean that
never gets old, man.
I love that it sounds like a dirt bike about halfway through where she kind of composed herself. And it's like, and you're like, my God.
So
man.
What happened was he was there and then left his microphone on, went to the bathroom, and that was still being broadcast to all of the people there.
Sir, we're so here to discuss the new Chick-fil-A in Marysville.
It's fantastic.
Do you have any thoughts?
Let me look at your sausage.
No.
We should have got the Portillo's lady to come in and speak on it, too.
Oh, I believe that we'll hear from her coming up later on in the show. But speaking of a man who can't control his bowels, it's name dropping with Jeff Rimmer in 2 minutes. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
That's my favorite clip. We've got a couple-minute delay due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 670 at 5th Avenue. Things are slow from Leonard Avenue. We also have an accident on eastbound US 33 at Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello!
was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Oh yeah!
The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Common Man and T-Bone's name dropping with the biggest name dropper of them all, Jeff Remmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
He's our guy. Jeff Remmer joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
And good afternoon, gentlemen. Nice to be with you on this beautiful day here in South Florida. But I understand the weather is improving in Columbus as well.
Man, you're really on top of your game today, Rims, aren't you? You want to talk about the game from last night and this crappy homestand that we had?
Well, that's why I was talking about the weather, because as much as we have to talk about this Blue Jacket team, certainly we have not expected what we've seen here over the last little stretch here. And I hate to use injuries as an excuse, but when you lose your second top defenseman in Severson, and he's done for the regular season, let's hope that he can make a return in the playoffs and the Jackets are in them. But it's been, what, three straight? Make it four straight games now that they've got players injured, including a couple of players that missed practice today and are game time decisions tomorrow in Carolina, in Lundstrom and Marchment. But, hey, at the end of the day, guys, they still control their own destiny. And it can certainly look a lot better with a win tomorrow. And fortunately, the teams chasing them, the three of them, all lost as well, plus the New York Islanders. So there's still an opportunity here for the Jackets to pretty well decide themselves that they're going to be a playoff team.
You know, Rims, I was thinking about how the fact they have to play two games against Carolina. We know how it went last night, and then they play them tomorrow night down in Carolina. As you mentioned, that doesn't seem like the best timing in the world. But then I reminded myself, well, if you were in the playoffs, who would you be playing? Probably a team like Carolina. And you'd probably have two games in three nights where you'd have to go out. And if you lost one at home, you'd have to go get one on the road. So this is kind of good preparation for if they're going to make the playoffs. These are the type of games they have to win, right?
T-Bone, as usual, a superb analysis of what's ahead here for the Blue Jackets. And you're 100% right here. And let's not lose sight of the fact that I mentioned this to you just a week or two ago. It was the same Carolina team. The Jackets handed them their lunch bucket with a 5-1 win. And they're certainly capable of going in tomorrow into Carolina and beating the Canes. And things will certainly look a lot better. And we'll be a little more optimistic than perhaps we are after last night's loss.
Name dropping with Jeff Remmer. You talked about Severson being out for the rest of the regular season, but Olivier is also going to be out for the rest of the regular season. And that's another huge loss, Rims.
Again, Mike, we've talked about this ad nauseum, just how things have changed since Olivier became a Columbus Blue Jacket. There wasn't threats made at the Columbus bench, hasn't been. And everybody with Olivier on the ice, whether he was on the ice permanently or back on the bench, plays a bigger game, knowing that Olivier's there to look after them if the need arises. And don't tell me for a minute, specifically, guys, and you'll recall this very point, when Werenski got slew-footed by Aho, had Olivier been healthy and in the lineup last night, those types of liberties would not be taken. Trust me.
Yeah, Rims, I'm looking at this point trying to find a glimmer of optimism. And I guess the thing I took away from last night that was a positive was you got Marchenko and Fantilli scoring. You were pretty good in the 5-on-5, but penalties, whether that game was called the way we all think it should have been or not, penalties are part of it. And I still don't understand why this team, for, you know, it seems like the years and years and years we have talked Jackets hockey around here, special teams always seem to come up at inopportune times and not in a good way. Why do we think that is?
T-Bone, I've had to talk you off the ledge here for several years now. This team will turn it around. Yeah, they're in a bit of a funk as far as the penalty kill is concerned, but I still have belief in these guys. Guys like Jenner and Coyle and Monahan, they can do better, and it was addressed in practice today, and I expect them to be a little more aggressive on the penalty kill because they were quite passive last night, and the end result was 3 power play goals against.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
Absolutely. We talked about the weather, and let me tell you, spring is coming. And so, too, is the outstanding service at Buyers Imports by the airport right there on Hamilton Road. 75 well-trained technicians. No appointment ever necessary. Don't forget the complimentary car wash. And you're in and out within a half an hour, whether it's an oil change or something that might take a little more time. But it's always a pleasure to drop by Buyers Imports by the airport. Now, we want to make sure that your automobile is ready for spring. And there are good people serving you good people since 1897. It's the only place you can say that, and that's Buyers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road.
Rims, are they still doing rim jobs? Lube jobs out there. I almost caught myself.
Rim jobs. Ooh. And lube jobs.
Well, if you do the lube job, Rims, is there a different name for it or no? Just lube job?
No, that's it. That's it. But, you know, grease and oil, that's what you can get.
That's good.
And plenty of it.
Speaking of, grease and oil, are you a big reader, Rims? You like to read books?
Well, I haven't done much reading. I've been writing here.
Right. I know you've been writing, but, you know, there's a book that a listener told us about today that I think you'd enjoy. It's called Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that one?
No, and I don't think I'm going to be running out to buy it either.
Well, you can just read some reviews and some passages online. Just throw that in the Google machine later and tell me what you think. I'm available for your text messages.
You know what? Copy me on the text message if you don't mind, Rims. I'd love to know.
Write it down. Morning Glory Milking Farm.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't have a pen in my hand here. I'm just sitting back here relaxing after a tough day working.
Tough day.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've got, just because the manuscript for the book is in, and I'm waiting for the editing to return the book after the first edit, and then we get a chance to add or change some things if we want. So, we're preparing here all the time, and there's some additional things that I didn't put in the original manuscript that I've already thought I wanted to add.
Oh, some juicy nuggets? You said I make an appearance in the story. Would you like to throw in some juicy nuggets about me?
Well, you'll have to wait to get the book. You've got to buy it, and you can go.
You're not. I'm in the book, but you're not going to send me a free copy of the book, you cheapskate?
You can pre-order at jeffrimmer.com. The publisher has already got a website up.
Rims,
you might get an autographed copy, though.
Rims, have you done, and is there going to be an audiobook version of this?
Yeah, we've already discussed that. It'll be available on Kindle, too, and plus hard and soft cover editions of It Doesn't Get Any Better Than This.
Can I read the audiobook?
No, you can't read the audiobook.
Why?
You can hear me, though. Can hear me, though. And you know what? The audiobook will be a better rendition of Jeff Rimmer than the ones that AI has prepared for 97.1 and specifically for this outstanding afternoon radio program.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Actually, we have some selections from the book.
We do?
If you'd like to hear about the first time that Rimmer met Larry King, example. I mean, good friend Larry King, no longer with us, but let's take a listen.
I met Jeff back in Washington, D.C.
Oh, actually, that's Larry King. Crap.
Well, can we get him to read it from the grave, maybe? That would be good. That would move some numbers, Rims. You know that.
For sure. Now I'm all about numbers.
Did I ever play this for you, Rims? The AI Larry King that we did?
No, I don't think you did.
All right, here's Larry talking about meeting you for the first time.
I met Jeff back in Washington, D.C. I walked into a hotel lobby and saw a dope with a mustache mulling around looking for attention. I said, what the hell? I need someone to carry my bags up to the room. Jeff would do anything for a $5 bill in those days, so up to the room we went. Then one thing led to another, and I asked if he'd rub my feet for another fiver. "No worries, Mr. King," he said. I said, "From now on, you call me Larry." We started our lifelong friendship then and there. Years later, when I moved to Los Angeles, Jeff would meet me at Nate and Al's, which was and still is a famous deli. The tongue sandwiches were humongous, so we'd always split one. I'd call him up and say, "Hey, Rima, do you want to eat half of my tongue?" We'd always get a big laugh out of that.
What do you think, Rims? It's pretty accurate,
that's
right?
Great.
Larry sounds 100%.
Yeah.
The story, though, is a little less than accurate. But,
You guys, he did like the tongue sandwich, though, at Nate Now's, didn't he?
I didn't. Never have, never will.
By the way, Rim, speaking of tongue sandwiches, we have multiple listeners who are offering to read you the Milking Farm book to you.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have to read it. They'll read a by audio to you. Yes. Yeah. What's the email address they should send those audio clips to, just so we know?
There's only one website that I'm familiar with, and that's for my book. So
jeffrimmer.com.
There we
1M.
Go.
Do you have any names to drop, Rims?
Absolutely. I was waiting for this, and this is something I wanted to talk about last week, but we ran out of time, like we normally do. We have so many topics that are tossed out into this very short segment.
Yeah, why don't you waste some more time? Come on.
I had a long conversation with the Hall of Fame coach again, and of course, I'm not speaking of John Tortorella. Congratulations to him with Vegas now. I did send him a text after learning that he had the job, on an interim basis at least, but I did talk to Ken Hitchcock.
This is the second time in 3 weeks you've mentioned Ken Hitchcock.
Well, because he keeps calling, and the point is that he is so impressed with this Blue Jacket team. Now, I haven't talked to him, and he hasn't called since this mini losing streak, but I am sure he will certainly have some ideas about how to improve the penalty kill. And as I said here a few minutes ago, they got to be a little more aggressive. And I expect that to be the case tomorrow. And that's something to watch for. Let's hope they stay out of the penalty box even better. But if they do, be certainly a lot more aggressive and not so passive as they were, particularly last night.
Thank you, Rims. We'll talk to you next week.
I enjoyed it, and as always, look forward to it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Name dropping. Thanks, with Rims. Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Back page coming up, Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident that's on Morse Road near 270. We also have a crash causing a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt at Westerville. It's moving a little slow from 161. This report is sponsored by Fresh Time Market. Before you hide the eggs, fill your basket with all the high-quality ingredients at Fresh Time Market. From cage-free eggs to delicious ham and lamb to ripe strawberries and pineapple that'll make your Easter brunch or dinner shine. Fresh Time Market has everything you're craving. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, whew, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses. The Fan.
The best words to hear at the TSA security checkpoint? You're good to go. All it takes is a little preparation. Get to the airport early. Bring a carry-on bag that fits in the overhead. And have an acceptable ID. Not all state-issued IDs will cut it. Check out tsa.gov/ID and see which TSA acceptable IDs make the grade, like a real ID or passport.
Before you jet, do a little prep. And you're good to go. Check out tsa.gov/ID or the MyTSA app.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your child's oral health milestones matter. By age one, see a pediatric dentist to establish good oral health habits. At seven, see an orthodontist to check your child's bite, teeth, and jaws. Around 15, visit an oral and maxillofacial surgeon to have your child's wisdom teeth examined. Remember, milestones met, healthy teeth set. Visit milestonesmet.org.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up next. No jackets tonight. Jackets tomorrow night.
Yep, that's right.
You asked me.
Yes.
By the way, it's Wild Card Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Look up a
do
few
we have
more
any more wild cards?
Probably, hang on.
Well, while you're looking, you asked me for a little Portillo's lady.
Oh, yeah.
Because we heard from the city council farter guy. I don't know if it's farts or diarrhea. Either way.
Either one.
But it's been a while since we've heard from the Portillo's rezoning lady. She showed up at a city council meeting or some sort of meeting in Iowa, and she decided to lay out her life story. Let's take a listen.
Hello, my name is Lisa Ann Whitmer Wagman. I just moved here because I'm getting a divorce, and it's not final till September 18th. My husband will not give me any money, not one penny. The lawyer won't help me. My husband won't help me. My dad, Marlon Lee Whitmer, he's a minister, won't help me. My stepmother won't help me. My mother passed away 7 years ago. And my dad and Annie Hockhausen, they wrote at Vera French that they both are my parents. Annie is my stepmom. I'm not quite sure why I'm here or what I'm doing, but there's a reason. My lawyer is Justin Tidal. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. I'm moving down to Texas soon to help the children in Texas. I'm a very loving parent. Very, very, very loving parent. I have a 20-year-old daughter. She's going to college at St. Ambrose this fall. She's in Muscatine College right now. Her name's Brianna Elizabeth. And she is not helping me because she's 20. She's scared. She doesn't want her parents to separate or divorce.
Ma'am, we're discussing the rezoning for the Portillo's. Do you have any comments on that?
For what?
We're discussing the rezoning on 53rd for...
Well, I live on 63rd.
Again, we're here to hear comments about the rezoning.
Well, I don't like Facebook, and I don't like the internet because I can't find a job. The library blocked my password. Now tell me, does that make any sense to you?
Ma'am... We're not here to discuss your personal life. I'm sorry. Do you have any comments about the rezoning?
No, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you.
I don't have a co-host tomorrow. I hope that it's her.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out to her.
That would be great.
And ask if she'd like to co-host the show with me. Let me ask you a question. If we could get her or Sweet Brown.
To be
a third wheel on this show.
Here's the thing. You know this from doing shows with, you know, different fill-in hosts over the years. Sometimes you have fill-in hosts that are very chatty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you co-host a show with Tim May, like, it's just, hey, Tim, how's it going? It's like, oh, man, hey, I got to tell you what, hey, Alabama, Ryan Day, and Paul Feinbaum, and you just, it's that. And then you're like 27 minutes later, you're like, all right, well, we blew through a commercial break. I guess now we should do the next segment. And then you just say, Tim, Buckeye football, any thoughts? And then bam, and it's just gone. Then that's what Portillo's lady would be, is you would say one thing to her and off she'd go. I feel like Sweet Brown would not have as rich of a text.
I got bronchitis.
But you would get some killer.
She'd get some good lines.
Oh, she'd get some great lines in, but I think you'd have to ask more questions, have a, you know, a little more of a back and forth. But Portillo's lady is such an interesting character because everything in that, if you go back and listen to it, is pertaining to how anyone helps her is the only framework she has for discussing people. Even the library, she's like, I can't get on Facebook there. They're dead to me. My daughter can't help me. She's in college, but still, F her. She sucks. My parents can't help me. No one's helping me. And it's like, lady,
but
she's, again, everything is in the framework of, is she helping people or can people help her? That's it. That's her only framework.
The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone, you know what? I didn't read a Wild Card Wednesday. Can I read one
more?
Yeah, go ahead. All right, for Back Page. This one's for Casey. It is Casey who texted us. Thank you, Casey. Said, my pizza professor and rim toucher. I know you can't play it because you're playing the other thing. A couple days ago, I decided to have a couple large jalapenos with my chicken fajitas dinner. The jalapenos turned out to be very spicy, but I enjoyed them and finished my meal. Unfortunately, this led to me conducting Operation Midnight Toilet as a fiery blaze exited my anus. Worth it, though. Like Common Man, I appreciate a good clean out.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm planning the garden for this year. And I'm going to grow. People think, oh, the habanero, that's as spicy as it gets. The ghost pepper, that's as spicy as it gets. It's not. Really, it's the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, the Reaper.
The Reaper.
Don't fear the Reaper.
No.
Nope.
I'm going to grow them.
Yeah?
I'm going to make Timmy eat them.
Ooh.
On the air.
You know what? I've heard this. Now, you tell me if I'm wrong. I've heard Tim Hall is a good, clean boy.
No, don't say
it. Is that right?
No, it's not right at all.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No, it's not right at all.
Ted, are you a good clean boy?
No.
No?
Okay, I didn't think so.
Jen Winters is in there. Jen, are you a good clean boy? I don't even know if she can talk on the
mic. I can't hear you because I ain't got no headphones.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Let me.
God bless you both.
Yes.
I love you. I'm a big fan of this show.
Let me help you out. Let me help you out because, you know, we decided to have a little fun today, but we have other people in our lives. They wanted to record a little message for you today. So here's a little something from them.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Thanks for tuning in today, friends. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic causing a five-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side going from North Broadway to Hudson Street. We also have a five-minute delay due to a crash on westbound 270 on the north outer belt at Westerville. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.